following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Tuesday show. And well, there's a lot of stuff all of a sudden. Got a big chase on I-75. I haven't had a chance to look at this. I'm really excited.
It was surprisingly short, but a fantastic ending.
Okay. No, spoiler alert, please. If there's anything more, I'm just about to watch it. Very excited.
He's building it up.
I thought that was a good tease.
It was pretty good. I just didn't want you to go any further. I mean, she could have gotten away.
The cop chasing him was the dad. I don't know. Joking.
Trump is in England, which is exciting. NBA Finals, of course, last night.
Wow. That was a great game.
It was pretty good. Lisa Guerrero, today at 5:30. She had an interesting interview.
Oh, my God.
With Kenneth Copeland, who I just really can't stand this jerk.
God, he's like...
She owned him.
Evil incarnate, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... I don't know, all these guys... I don't understand, first of all, the whole tax exemption when these people are living these ridiculous lives of luxury. He has $760 million.
Yes.
Three Lear jets, which are at his disposal for vacations and whatever the hell he feels like doing.
Sure.
How did we get here? I mean, were there always rich...
Hey, he's got natural gas on his property.
That was his other excuse.
Yeah, but that was property probably bought with church money.
Sure.
So, yeah, he really thought he got Lisa Guerrero with that one.
I know. She owned him, man. She did a great job with that interview.
You know that guy, though?
Lisa!
Looking at his eyes, his pupils are pinpoint. He looks like he's, I don't know, like a speed freak or something going on there.
Does my mic sound like crap today?
Huh?
Does my mic sound lousy? I'm starting to buy into this.
I don't hear it. Swap it with Trudy.
Speaking on the bad mic. Well, I don't want to stick Trudy with a bad mic. I feel like it sounds overmodulated.
No, you sound great.
No, don't just say that.
Maybe it's your headphones.
I'm not just saying.
Are those the new headphones? True.
Yeah, aren't they?
Are they?
I think the new headphones are fucking you up.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. Trudy sounds good. Say something.
Testes 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 1, 2.
I guess
it's okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm psyched out because I couldn't hear Karen. And it sounded bad on wheels, I thought. I just thought the sound quality was bad.
The only thing about that microphone is it varies from person to person. For example, Denny sits in that chair. I have to have him completely cranked. And I don't know. Maybe it's...
That's what Karen's problem is, and I find sometimes I'm talking and I can't get over something I feel I should be able to get over.
Well,
like
then
music.
Let's just increase your gain at the top of the board there. Seriously. Well, remind me afterwards.
Facebook Live says everything sounds great.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Who cares about them? It's my headphones that matter. If I don't sound good to me, everything sucks. The patio is now open at Mesa Tacos and Tequila on Main Street in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th. Got that big old patio and all that great Mexican food, 150 tequilas, and 10% off. Mention the Drew and Mike Show and enjoy. Boy, Mesa's popping, too. I was over there. I drove by a couple times this weekend just to look, just so I could hear cash registers. It sucks when you're mixed up in something like that. You drive by or you go and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of winter, I went for lunch and I said, well,
it was probably in the middle of the week too. Lunch in the middle of the week of winter.
It was.
Where is everybody?
Well, I thought there'd be a few people. I was just
plus I was with
I
can't hear anything.
Oh no.
I know, we cut out there.
You
I
did
cut
do
out
something.
Too.
Huh? It's you pulled
we
your
all
mic.
Cut out.
You pulled your mic and
oh, maybe that's why.
And it,
yeah.
And then it just went.
Check 1, 2.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
But I swear I cut out too.
I don't think I did anything violent.
I don't think you did either. You just, when you picked
Okay.
Oh, maybe that's the whole problem. That's kind of loose.
You fixed it. Problem solved.
Call Millward.
Anybody cocked this board yet?
Good. Somebody just on Facebook, like, good afternoon, dimples.
That was Brian Fillmore.
I'm dying to go back to Amory LaFlamme's Instagram.
She had some nice pictures yesterday. She was participating in a Special Olympics.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was she wearing something that made her look nice?
Oh, yeah, everything she wears.
She's wearing athletic material.
That's going to be a Hello Dimples, that one.
Oh. I think, judging from the picture I just saw, I think she was at the Tight Athletic Wear store.
Which is next to the Tight Dress Shop.
Yes. They're all in the same part of town.
Looking good, beautiful.
I mean, why don't people post occasionally, you know what, I've seen you look better. Because do you buy into what anyone posts? Because everyone says, oh my God, go look on somebody's Facebook who looks like shit. And look at the friends going, oh my God, you're beautiful. It's so fake.
Yeah. Well, not all.
Chuck Hickman says, Trudy's looking good today.
Hey, give me a hello, dimples. That's...
All right, let's, let me just...
What a creep.
And mention that our beloved studio sponsors and friends... Oh, there's new Dr. Yaldo copy?
Should be in there.
Okay. New studio sponsors, boy, a lot of show meeting. Apologize for that. You like the show meeting, I hope it's okay. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event, and they're excited for you to be a part of it. During the Jeep celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month, or if you would like a Ram truck, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month, or what about 0% financing on an all-new 2018 Ram Heavy Duty? Wow. All the new ones in stock. As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang, so take advantage of these deals right now. Dr. Yaldo, here's the new cuppy. Summer's here, time to enjoy fun and sun, and you're still stuck with your contacts, glasses, and dreaded reading glasses. But Dr. Yaldo, our great Rudd Shovel sponsor, is here to set you free. Free at last, as he has nearly 100 of you are great and loyal listeners. Wow, that many? 100. He's done 30,000 LASIK procedures, most of anyone in Michigan, and the most advanced technology in the world of eye surgery. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of misinformation about the safety and cost of LASIK. It's one of the safest of all medical procedures, and his CATS custom LASIK is the most precise that delivers amazing results, like better than 20/20 in most cases. His multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus get rid of reading glasses for good. The technology produces precision vision few could have ever hoped to experience. And cost, don't believe the $299 hype by the national chains. You know, Eli was telling me about that. These people offering discount eye surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Paying $299, you know, when it comes to your eyes, I don't know that that's where I want to really go to the cheapest guy.
No. really. Don't skimp on that.
It does cost more than that. These people go to South America for cosmetic surgery, too, and they have these terrible stories. They come back with these just brutal infections. And
or just to Miami in somebody's basement with, remember they used to put
Wasn't there a dentist who was doing dentistry in their basement or something? Like, and then
cement and other things.
It's madness. Oh. So anyway, don't believe the hype from the national chains. It does cost more than that. But with Dr. Yaldo, the Drew and Mike discount and Yaldo Eye Center financing is affordable for almost anybody. So get a free evaluation. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And do we have a new Roche copy, too? Continue the show meeting. We're back in the DealsNadee.com studios.
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's see this chase. I'm so pumped. I was hearing a lot about it. Valenti and his new partner were talking about it.
New partner?
No, there's not a lot of good audio here. It's basically just that.
Yeah, maybe the helicopter.
The new Terry. What's his name?
Oh, really?
Sullivan? Sully?
Oh, his producer, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's not a partner?
No, well, I mean, he's been there before.
He was distracted by the chase, and I related to that. I totally understood. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, when there's a chase on, you got to watch it. This guy, southbound I-75, where is he at right now? Do we know? Oh, there we go.
Schaefer.
Schaefer.
Yeah, okay. He's the guy in the kind of the teal covered vehicle.
Exit 43B.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a state trooper. He's getting off at Fort Street.
He's kind of all over the place.
Whoa. Well, I've done that a time or two, getting off the exit ramp a little too fast when it curves.
I know that's kind of scary.
Yikes. I got in an accident that way once.
What's
my car slid into the guardrail.
Minivan?
Whoa, a lot of police cars. Aren't they supposed to give up the chase after a certain amount of time?
Yeah, he's not going that fast.
If it presents a danger, yeah.
He had to drive over the median, and then, see, now he's going the wrong way.
Oh, boy.
Because a semi-truck was blocking it.
What street did you say it is? Oh, he's going wrong.
It's Fort Street. I don't know what he's on now because he just turned left. And he's heading on northbound.
Bannon Chase, this is not safe. Going the wrong way. Why is the cop chasing him going the wrong way? That seems unsafe.
He's getting in the right way.
Okay, he's right.
Get back on the highway. Get back on the highway. Good move.
Sweet.
Get back on. Oh, you're angry. Come on, dude.
The cop is closing on him pretty fast. Yeah. Be free. Come on. Go, driver.
But it's a
minivan. I don't know why. I always find him rooting.
He's going to merge. Oh, he's going to use that semi as a pick. Semi's slamming on his brakes.
Now. State cops aren't going to stand for
thanks for helping
that,
out,
no
semi.
Oh,
yeah, though.
I can't help but root for the driver. I don't know why.
Well.
Do many people do that? Is it like rooting for the bad guy in a movie?
No, you kind of root for him.
I guess the driver and the passenger are wanted for a shooting?
Yeah, a non-fatal shooting.
Okay, now I'm rooting a little less.
Yeah, except...
Yeah,
okay,
that's why
they're still chasing. See, I never understood this business of stopping police chases because there might be an accident. Because I feel like when you stop a police chase and you tell people that, you're inviting them to drive away.
I think what we're really rooting for here is a pit maneuver so he just goes flying off that bridge into a fiery death.
Ooh, yeah.
I'd like that.
Although, I mean, a helicopter can follow them to wherever they end up and then law enforcement can respond at that point.
Yeah.
No matter. But this is more fun.
Remember that guy that came up with the idea that you just shoot something out of the front of the car and it's like a giant magnet with a GPS on it?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
so cool.
Yeah.
But
then you find the car and the guy goes, no, it wasn't me driving it. Somebody else.
No, they're just going regular speeds, freeway speeds.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, no, it's a casual drive.
60
it's not exactly the O.J. low-speed chase. I mean, is this going to get interesting at all?
Well, it's about to come to a conclusion.
Okay.
You can jump forward.
That's kind of ludicrous, though, to decide that you're going to run from the law in a minivan.
No, you're not getting away. No one gets away. No one ever gets away.
At least pick a fast car.
That's a tight squeeze.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not getting away. Anyway, they've got the radio.
We got away.
People ahead. They've got people behind. They've got people to the right, people to the left. You're not getting away.
No.
Wrong way. He went around the center lane. Now he's back in the right lane.
That lady in Royal Oak got away for like 5 feet.
Now they're coming up. Oh, nice.
Turns him around.
Sweet.
Wow, that was really well executed.
And he's back at it, going the wrong way again.
Oh,
and he's back in play. Oh, he's turned around again, though.
Wow.
It looks like he might. Oh, he's out of luck.
Oh,
boy. Just floor it. Push him back. Yeah, reverse. You got room. Go. Go.
Oh,
you
got
boom.
Oh,
go back the other way.
No, you don't.
Go the wrong way.
Oh, my God.
Go the wrong
I can't
way.
Believe
the only
they
way.
Got
sure
away.
Way out.
Basically assisted him.
Oh, nice job.
Oh, he's on the curb. He's turning on the sidewalk.
Going the wrong way.
Done that before.
Whoa, nice move. He's back in the right lane. Oh, no.
Back on the sidewalk.
He's off the grass.
In the median. What? On the
he's going on the sidewalk, off the sidewalk. Come on, pit maneuver again.
You got to appreciate the fact this guy he's got no quit in him. He won't give up. Reverse.
Unfortunately.
Reverse, you got to go reverse. Dude.
You're right, Joe. Unfortunately, that becomes a problem is no quit.
Oops.
Oh, man. Oh, now he's in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. So, officer.
Go. Oh, shit.
So he tried to push an officer into a wall. And I got to believe, are they opening fire here on him? Because this did end in a shootout.
And I believe the passenger might have been killed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
not to spoil it.
You know, while I'm watching the chase. Okay, first of all, the chase already happened, so me rooting for the driver has no impact on what happens no matter what. I just can't help it. It just seems like you root for the guy that has the worst chance.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I have no sympathy for what happens to anyone in a police chase. None. Zero. It is so dumb.
Well, I think you're more concerned about the innocent, you know, person that they think they're going to hit.
I just can't believe it still happens. It's so dumb. You're not getting away. It never happens.
Oh,
ever.
Wait, did you see that highlight of the was on the news over the weekend. The officer that opened the door on the guy, and the guy took off and then slammed into a like a light post. I want to say it was in New Orleans.
Oh, he opened the door on a car.
He's trying to stop the guy, and then a girl gets out with a person and just casually walks away. He gets out the driver's side and takes off. They still didn't find him. They don't know who they are.
I don't know how
video was wild
on
though.
Foot either. To be honest,
I know. It's, well, I guess if you're in a downtown area,
ridiculous. I mean, I think you need a. You need a parking garage to have a chance to get out of anything. Just like in the movies, they go in the
Like Baby Driver.
Come out with another car.
Baby Driver rules. If you don't like that movie, there's something wrong with
you. It was okay.
It's great.
It wasn't my favorite movie.
What?
It was not my favorite movie.
Trudy, did you like Baby
Driver? I like Baby Driver. That was pretty good.
I thought it was trying to get... It was too deep. It was so deep.
It was...
It wasn't.
The choreography.
It tried to get a little deep.
Wait a sec.
And that annoyed me.
What, are you going to tell me you'd prefer The Fast and the Furious? Because it's basically The Fast and the Furious with substance.
It's more stylized.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Big Kevin Spacey fan, Mark?
Huge. Especially his off-screen stuff. His off-screen works the best.
He's in
back in court today.
Should we call Randy Fowler? Since Spacey's in court?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe no some more. By the way, this case, Spacey case, so I wasn't going to get into it yet, but Spacey has some really high-priced attorneys. Mm-hmm. I mean, some big shots working on this case. And they're going after the victim in a big way. They're trying to get his phone, and they're trying to get his mother's phone. Remember, his mother's a news anchor? And his mother's the one that came out and said, Kevin Spacey did this to my son. And the fact is, something did happen, and he did tell a couple people that Kevin Spacey put his hand in his pants and got him hammered, and he was only 18 or 19, I think. In fact, Spacey's hand was in his pants for 3 minutes. Some people, which, I don't know, that seemed too long to me. It seemed like if somebody's hand's in your pants for 3 minutes, you're enjoying something.
Well, you should be able to think of some reason to get it back out within those 3 minutes.
Am I being too hard on the guy?
I don't know.
I joined the defense
team. Okay, so he's drunk,
here.
So he's slow, and maybe stunned a little bit. This is Kevin Spacey's hand.
Was he hard? I'm serious. Was he hard?
Well, who knows Kevin Spacey.
I'm almost expecting to hear that at some point.
But
I mean, you'd say it anyway. You know, if you're spacing, the guy was hard. What was I supposed to do? I'm gay. I thought he was gay. He is gay.
It changes things.
He's bisexual.
Just because he's hard doesn't mean he liked it. Right?
No, not necessarily. But I mean, it's more likely that he liked it.
Spacey should put his sexuality on trial. Say that he's bi. He was hard.
Oh, Jesus.
So, you know, I don't know why we're talking about this. He's bi, okay? Sorry. Girlfriend, sorry you had to hear that. But he is bi. He was hard. God. In my hand.
Oh, matter of fact, he blew a load.
He was encouraging me.
Wait, that vindicates Spacey?
Yeah, he was, because it was consensual.
Yeah, I don't know if it totally would vindicate him, I think. I mean, he's in public. The guy's got his hand on your dick, and you're in public.
I think that's why the kid didn't freak out, because he's in public.
3 minutes? If somebody walks in this room and puts their hand in my pants for 3 minutes,
your hand on Drew's junk for another time.
It's not going to last 3 minutes.
Well, let's try it. Try it. Someone put your other hand on Drew's junk.
Just put Mags up on the stand because he had his paw.
Mags' paw just crushed.
Play a 3-minute Jeopardy.
You didn't move.
No, you're all smiling.
You liked
it. Think of how long 3 minutes is.
It's a long time.
Forever.
Long
but,
time.
But, you know, going after his mom's phone and his phone, I just hate how... Typical. And we know Spacey's been accused by, 5,000 different people?
He's got a pattern. But he put out that cool video at Christmas.
Oh, that was so dumb.
What the fuck was that?
I could not believe he did that. Should we call Randy and ask him about the 3 minutes?
Yes.
There's no reason that Randy would even know this. But just get his opinion. I mean, he's incrementally involved, sort of. Tangentially. Hall Financial Hotline opening up. It's Randy Fowler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a.k.a. Rod Stewart lookalike. Randy Fowler.
He's always too busy to talk, but then he'll talk. So don't let him fool you.
I know in the past I've been far too respectful of Randy's time. There's another Rod Stewart impersonator I saw. Who looks more like Rod than Spacey's brother?
Really?
Yeah. He was tweeting out all his big gigs.
Hey.
With some other impersonators.
A lot of work for alt rods.
Hello.
Hi, is this Randy?
Yeah, it's Randy.
Randy, it's the Drew and Mike show. We talked to you a few months ago when Kevin was first arraigned, I think, or...
And
we had a nice conversation. Just want to call because he was in court today, and there were a couple things. Just want to see if you had a minute
or no three. No problemo.
Okay. First of all, we were just having a discussion about this this young man that is charging Kevin, and I think he was 19 years old. And apparently, Kevin's hand was in his pants for 3 entire minutes. And some people were saying, well, after 3 minutes, and I can't believe people are being this rude, but they were saying, 3 minutes, I think he must have liked it. I don't know. Can you comment on that?
Oh, boy. Well.
It is a tough one.
Yeah. We don't know if he was a record.
Okay, I'll give it to you in a real nutshell here.
Okay.
When I was growing up, I spent most of my time just trying to protect my little brother from being raped by our father, yeah, the creature. Okay.
We covered
that. So for my troubles,
you put up with some
I
things.
Got no relationship with him, and I had the door slammed in my face for 40 years. Mm-hmm. Then 40 years later, I find out, which I suspected, that my brother is our father, the creature.
It's just a new version of him.
Yeah, and he used his wealth, power, and influence to lure his victims. Here's what's surprising.
Yeah, boy.
The man has a pile of money. How come he can't get his lovers and sex partners legitimately?
Well, because he likes the power of putting his
hand
on someone's
right.
pants.
Because it's called patterns of behavior, okay? I was pretty silent the first year and reached out to my brother to all the interviews I did and waited for the wheels of justice to do what they had to do and for more people to come out from being silent. Well, a year went by, and he's got like over 30 cases, okay? So... my brother now, unfortunately, to show you how cruel life is, he now represents everything I'm fighting against. That behavior destroyed most of my life for 40 years because of what his behavior is exactly like my father's, except this guy had money. And for 40 years, you had a whole crew of people being silent and letting this behavior go on. And then all of a sudden, when he got fired from House of Cards, they all abandoned ship and got a conscience. They have to take some responsibility that this just didn't happen overnight. This is not a mistaken identity. Well, this is a pattern of behavior for 40 years from this man.
We heard a lot about there were some things going on in the set there that were not entirely cool, too. But today it was revealed that the defense and Kevin, of course, has a lot of resources and he's got some high priced attorneys. They're now they're trying to get a hold of the mother's phone, the mother of the victim's phone, and the victim's phone. And they're suggesting that, oh, things are deleted and cleansed. And, you know, now the victim is going on trial. So he's doing all the things that people typically do to re-victimize the victim, unfortunately. But I want to ask you something else. Did you see the video?
It's deflection.
Yeah.
It's deflection against. When you strip away all the nonsense, all the rationalizations, all the justifications, you're left with someone who basically destroys people's soul by taking advantage of them sexually because of his need, okay? Do you realize that my brother was silent for a whole year and nobody knew where he was?
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden a year went by and he just couldn't take it any longer. And he had to come outside his big mansion from in and give the paparazzi pizzas because he just thrives on that attention. And it was so revealing to me that after a year that my book has been out, it turned out that all the flack I got on my book, it turned out that in the end, everything I said was true. You know, so it's like I am so upset with this man, and the man has no balls or no conscience and scruples. He's never called me. It's been over 15 years now since my mother's funeral. Well, and of course he promised, and he never did. So, you know, I hope your listeners out there know this cat and say, you know what? Why won't you call your brother? He's the only one that's trying to get you to understand what the heck you are doing that is really destructive to our society.
Well, I think that's why
he's a hotshot actor.
Isn't that why he doesn't call you, though? Because you...
I know the truth.
You know the truth, yeah.
And I've always known the truth. But the man was poisoned by my mother and father when he was very young, saying, if you ever make it in acting, don't ever have a relationship with Randy because he'll make up stories and never give anybody any money in the family and just let them starve. Well, that's because that's the kind of the way we live. My mother worked and my father stayed home and raped the children.
Wait, right,
that was
Jesus.
That was our lifestyle.
Hold on a second, Randy. I just want to back up here. Because
3 minutes.
You did say that you thought that Kevin had, you may sound like he had you blackballed, because I know you had a music career of some note.
And well, sure, you know, I made money at it. I didn't do it to be a rock star. I could care less about that. I followed the advice of my mentor, Murray Spivak. He says, if you're going to do this, do it for the dough, not the stardom. And that's exactly the direction my career took. I made money at it for 30 years until... I burned out and changed, reinvented myself again.
Did Kevin, are you saying Kevin had you blackballed with certain people or he didn't want people to talk to you? So that
no, I mean, against, no, just I against having a relationship with me.
Oh, okay.
This is what my parents did. This was their way to try to protect the family secrets.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, you have to realize that I grew up in a household where I was shipped off to military school and raped by my father, and my mother was coddled like an angel by my mother, okay? And my mother just let the rape go on and just decided to put all of her attention into Kevin. You know, Kevin, as messed up as Kevin is sexually and emotionally, he got enough of the good tools to go out in the world and make something of himself. Unfortunately, along the way, he has left way too many skeletons in the closet to justify that type of behavior on a city. Okay, yeah, what he's doing is against the law. Even if you're not religious, it's disgusting.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's going to get away with it. There's too many. There's just too many people who've come forward. But Randy, I appreciate your time.
Randy, I want to find out about this drum kit that you're using in all these YouTube videos. What kind of drum kit is that?
Okay, it's basically the kit I toured on. I just sold all the drums and replaced the drums with pads.
Oh, okay.
It's 34 pieces.
There's and too many got, pieces, Randy. I'm just going to say
it's
it.
Got four, it's got four different brains because the kit is set up to four play passing notes in sound effects while not disturbing the groove. So it's very different than your normal drum set.
It's very intimidating. There's too many drum heads.
You know what? I earned my talent by 30 years on the road.
Why are you attacking me, Randy? I just think it's too many drum heads.
We're actually watching you play the drums to Steely Dan.
Well, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Some of my favorite songs, you bet. You know.
And I see, boy, your hair, you really do look like Rod Stewart in that video, but you're not doing the Rod Stewart stuff anymore.
I never did. Here's the honest truth. So maybe we'll finally stop being an urban legend. Here's the deal. I toured for over 30 years, and no one ever said I looked like Rod Stewart, and I looked exactly the way I look now. When I started driving a limousine here in Boise, all of a sudden I was an urban legend, and I was instantly branded as a Rod Stewart impersonator. I never impersonated him. I happen to have his hair, but I'm wearing $1,000 suits all the time, okay? So it was a totally different gig, you know?
Yeah, I thought you were driving a limousine, and some people requested you because you look like Rod Stewart.
And the reason that people requested me is because I'm a lot of fun to be with, and it really didn't matter what kind of a car I was driving. They were basically renting me. I made a living off of not being a dick and dressing up, and it's amazing how popular you can be when you're not a dick, okay? And managed to live my entire life with leaving very few skeletons in my closet, if you include three ex-wives. bless all their hearts, sorry, I was me. You know? but, you know, life goes on. So, you know, about my brother, I really do need, I think he needs to talk to me because there's no reason for him to disown the family for 40 years, me and my sister.
Yeah, it's okay? Terrible.
There's no reason for it, okay? You've got more money than God. Why do you let your sister and brother suffer financially? You know, I'm living on Social Security. I am retired, okay? You know, it's like I'm not living a high life. I'm trying to promote a book on child abuse that gets people to stop being silent. That's what my whole book's about.
Randy, why don't you mention the book, because we got to get to a break here. What's the title of the book?
It's called A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows. It's, you can get it on Amazon Kindle. It's pretty fascinating, like I said, compared to what is being exposed about my brother. My book goes pretty light on him.
And where
can it comes from a personal perspective of what I observed.
And where can we pick up Just Drums?
Oh, you mean you go to my YouTube site? Yeah, it's just...
Okay, we order a CD?
No. I just put that stuff out there hoping that there might be somebody that would be interested in hiring me to do some studio tracks for them or possibly a money-making tour.
Oh, you can't tour. There's too many drum heads.
I know, but that's I don't have to change my drum heads. They're electronic. Are you kidding? I just press a button and my drums, they change. Trust me. It just works fine for me.
Randy, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate
you guys. I appreciate you guys calling me, and you guys can always call.
It's nice talking to you.
Thank you for the feedback.
Later.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Not a bad drummer.
And the Rod Stewart thing is not an urban legend.
Rod's limos.
Yeah, it was called Rod's limos.
It's online.
Come on, he did not run the website. That was someone capitalizing on it.
But he does. I mean, there seems to be a resemblance. I thought I remember when we talked to him before. He was booking stuff.
He was running with it.
It was like 3 years ago, Mark.
Yeah, well,
3 years ago. Is that Randy on the kit?
Hall & Oates song, Downtown Life.
Oh, boy. Well, about 10 seconds into the call, I realized, oh, boy, this isn't going to really work.
Well, it's very serious for him.
Well, I
understand.
I just realized that he was not going to answer the question.
Well, how long? 3 minutes?
Yeah, that was a good question, but not for him. he was the right person to ask, and I apologize for that. But there was some weird stuff going on there. First of all,
Hey, where do the 3 minutes come from?
I think.
Because I guess there's no surveillance video from the bar now.
Maybe that's Kevin said that. I don't
know. That's what I'm wondering. Did they just put that out there?
It was definitely out there. I mean, remember last time we talked about it?
Yeah.
I think it was in the story that day.
But they tried to introduce the security camera from the bar, and there is no security footage.
Okay.
But wasn't there something about Snapchat? Like he was Snapchatting.
Oh, that's
people?
Right. He was. Yes.
So did they just do them? You know, say, well, this one's at this time, and this time, and this time, and they made it 3 minutes.
Oh, that was
it just seems a little.
There was something complex about it. Yeah, it was kind of iffy. The thing about Randy is, okay, he's so livid at Kevin and. Kevin not talking to him, not helping his sister. Well, really, for his behavior, he's furious with him, and he wants him to be punished, I think. But he's also mad that he isn't helping him and his sister. He's mad that he hasn't called. Seems to me I think part of him wants to give Kevin a big hug.
Really?
Well, he says, you know, he's got all the money, more money than God, and he doesn't help him and her sister, and he hasn't talked to him, and he hasn't called him in, what do you say, 15 years?
Yeah. Well, remember when the mom was
dying?
That
sounds like somebody that's hurt. Yeah, no, he didn't visit the mom.
That really bothered him.
I don't know. He sounds hurt about the not money part, though. Not giving him the money.
He definitely bothered.
That's what he's most hurt about.
Yeah. I'm glad I did.
He must buy more drum heads.
I wanted to ask about, what about the $1,000 suits?
Aw, he didn't need money.
Maybe he spent too much on the $1,000 suits.
It's crazy. No, he's got plenty of money.
I think Randy wanted something larger. That's what I was kind of pursuing the angle of, because I thought he was saying he blackballed him or he told people not to talk to him. That's the same thing as blackballing him, isn't it?
Well, he wasn't Rod Stewart either.
I know. And he puts out these YouTube videos of him drumming to all these songs. I mean, he's got the biggest kit possibly ever. That kit is ridiculous.
It's like a 35 piece.
It's ridiculous. And if he doesn't have any money, I think between the $1,000 suits and that kit, he could probably have some money.
He'll defend that kit till his dying day. Why he needs every single one.
That's true.
Whoa.
There's so many. Let's see. And I got to say, anyway, I didn't want to bring this up with him, but his choice in songs to drum with.
Yeah, God.
It's mainly Luther Vandross.
Yeah, it's kind
of. Like, is that what you think of when you think of great drumming songs?
No, cool rock.
Hall & Oates, come on.
Oh, not this, Brandon.
Is this Kevin? Oh.
That's Frank Underwood.
I know what you want.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure, they may have tried to separate us, but what we have is too strong, it's too powerful. I mean, after all, we shared everything, you and I.
He did make a great point about Kevin couldn't handle the silence.
Yeah.
I definitely think that's
true. I was going to say, are you saying he doesn't like living in the shadows?
Just the name. I shocked you with my honesty, but mostly I challenge you.
Here's Randy providing soundtrack for this video, Brandon. Turn it up.
Even though you knew you should.
How ridiculous is that?
So we're not done.
See, they could work together.
Says. And besides,
I think it works.
I know.
We should re-release it.
You want me back. Of course, some believed everything and have just been waiting with bated breath to hear me confess it all. They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved. Wouldn't that be easy?
Yeah.
It's really good when you can see Randy drumming right underneath him, too.
Well, you and I both know it's never that simple, not in politics and not in life.
It's just absurd that they're even brothers.
I seriously, I might be a little obsessed with this. I might watch this video and count how many drum heads he hits.
You know,
because there's a lot going unused.
Those pads,
yeah.
It's far too...
jammed. It's
passive.
Yeah.
He just kind of sits there and sort of taps each one.
I mean, it's good. He's good, so I don't want to.
Falls out drummer, you know, is almost like arms are all over the place.
Can he even hit the highest pads? They look like they're too far away. How is he going to hit those?
I don't know. He never did. Oh, he just went up higher there. He's not nowhere near the right side of the kit.
This song doesn't require that many drum heads.
God, no. We should request that he do a song for us.
Yeah, live.
Yeah, there you go. See what he does with that.
Some Bonzo, some Moby Dick.
Well, just to get people up to speed, because I said there was a lot going on today. Lisa Guerrero, Brandon sent me the video last night of her with Kenneth Copeland, this prosperity preacher who's 82. And he was saying he was begging his audience to send him money to buy a new Learjet.
Yeah.
Last year, which I guess he got because he bought one.
From Tyler Perry.
He already has two other planes. He also has $760 million. And this video, we should watch the video before we talk to her. So why don't we do the break and we'll come back and watch the video. I think what happened was Lisa walked up to him with a microphone. He saw Inside Edition and he was excited right away.
His wife is her favorite show, he said.
And also, you know, Lisa's quite pretty. I think he was enamored with Elisa.
And to that point, I'm surprised there's not maybe like a Me Too coming out of this. Because he really demeans her, calls her sweetheart and beautiful and baby.
Yeah, mentions her eyes are beautiful.
Kisses her hand. Never once refers to her by her name.
But he prayed. He prayed, too.
He calls her Inside Edition the whole time.
Yeah, he never referred to her by, never had any interest in learning her name.
No. So that was quite fascinating. And finally, someone did. I mean, a lot of people have talked about this story, but no one has put a mic in front of this guy. And I think that's what happens to these people. You know, they've got these ridiculous tax exemptions. Churches do.
Yeah.
And then you've got these people running it, living like kings. I mean, it's disgusting. I think it is. I mean, we know where the money comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So
his natural gas field.
Yeah, on property that the church paid for.
You didn't know that, did you? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, his little slick move there.
Oh,
he's so smart. And he brings up a Bible verse to answer every question that he's nailed.
Hey, she Bible verses him back, though.
He pulled out the Trump Bible verse that trumps any other Bible verse, which is, through God, anything's possible. So it doesn't matter what else is in the Bible.
There are some very blanket things you can read that cover...
I'm just going to use that one from now on. Through God, everything's possible.
Yeah, that's. I like that. I'm going to stick that.
Christ.
It bailed him out. And then Also, there's some pretty major news on the missing Connecticut mom of five. Oh, my God, that story.
Yeah, that's bad.
And I guess I'll take... Okay, spoiler alert. A couple people... Was Darren Revell the only one that revealed it today?
Well, by the time people hear this, then it'll be done.
It'll be over anyway.
But Darren Revell was the very first person that threw it to a mass audience. He has a very large social media following, and he spoiled a show today for a lot of people.
He spoiled Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy's, you know, the guy's $66,000 away from beating the record.
Yeah.
And apparently, spoiler alert, turned down for
about 5 seconds.
Well,
it's not a spoiler, because by the time people hear this.
Unless they take it.
I said on my show
ridiculous.
Today.
Of course. Okay, the guy at Jeopardy lost.
Jeopardy James,
yeah.
And there's a couple of Jeopardy markets that air earlier. Now, we haven't heard stuff from those markets before. This is the first time someone has spoiled it. He says, it's news, and it was already aired in Albuquerque or somewhere. So he's kind of on a high horse, and people are just pitching him out huge.
He's very thin-skinned, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's an asshole. Isn't he just an asshole?
Why is it suspenseful, though, if you reveal that he loses? I mean, I thought it was one of those things where, oh, everybody's going to watch now.
Everyone's going to watch tonight anyway, because he's probably going to break the record. Ken Jennings' record was likely to go down tonight.
You want to know what an ass
Monday
he is?
Night.
His banner on his Twitter page has it's him looking at the stuff that's taped up, and it says, reminders, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, please, whatever.
Such a dork.
No, he got hammered hard. I, because that's how I, you know, that's how it was spoiled for me. I was just rolling through Twitter, and somebody, I don't follow Revell, but somebody had made a comment or liked it or something, so it popped up on my feed, and I was furious. Mark and I watch that show every night, hoping that this guy loses.
Yeah. Really?
And now I'm going to watch it just because it'll be on.
But you want to see how?
I get to see it live. And
now since then, Holtower.
There's Lisa, by the way.
Holtower's been tweeting out since then things like, I knew I shouldn't have invited Drake to the Jeopardy tape. Solid joke. Yeah. It's a good joke.
Who's putting that out?
Holtower did.
Oh, he is. Okay.
So he's not saying that he's off, but I mean, if you know the joke, you know the joke. He had another one, too, about his...
Is he doing that because Revell already blew it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because he hasn't said anything.
Well, he's probably got a non-disclosure.
Isn't it amazing that more people don't spoil, like, the studio audience you think
yeah,
would
I'm
be
shocked by
wrecking
that.
It?
They probably have to sign...
Darren Revell is definitely the a-hole of the day, especially for doing it in the first place, knowing that so many people haven't seen it and aren't going to find out, but now, of course, they are.
96% of the markets, they air that show from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m.
You know why he tweeted it out, though?
It's news.
Because he interviewed him. He did a story on him.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Well, he ruined his story because nobody's talking about his story.
No. Yeah, why not... Why not wait until 8 o'clock and then tweet that?
Yeah,
out?
That's when
the
people are going to be...
still going to be there.
Yeah. And people are going to be following it on Twitter anyway.
No, he's the jackass of the day. I was reading all the people under his tweet, by the way. People were livid. Those are his followers who are responding to him, and they're like,
really?
You asshole.
I had no idea there was so much suspense built into Jeopardy. This is a big deal. I know it's a big deal. I just...
Yeah, Mr. Sports Gambler and his analytics, he's ruined the game.
He's really good. He's really good. I don't think he ever got a single Final Jeopardy question wrong.
He did. He got four Final Jeopardy wrong. No, one Final Jeopardy wrong, one, and he got four Daily Doubles wrong. He's been on like 32 shows, though.
Yeah.
And nice, also, good. He answered 97% of the questions correctly.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Sharp. I heard a podcast where they actually interviewed him, and there's a database online of every Jeopardy question ever. So you can kind of sit there and memorize or know what some of the bigger answers are.
How many questions are on that?
Oh, God. They said a couple hundred thousand.
A couple
hundred
thousand questions.
He also practiced timing in because it's all about learning Alex's speech pattern.
Sure.
Yeah, and he did it while standing in dress shoes because he normally doesn't wear dress shoes. He wanted to make sure he's comfortable.
I don't know.
But the other stuff's fascinating. He's like, you know, the Daily Doubles hit on the third or fourth question in the column. But to have money, that's why he does all the thousand ones first. I don't know. The guy, it's pretty amazing. I'm glad he's done, but it's pretty amazing. You're going to see that's how Jeopardy's going to be played now by a lot of people.
I was just jealous because he retired at age 26.
Yeah.
You know, loaded.
I wish I was him.
the last like 7 or 8 years, he's just been traveling the world, and so he's thinking about coming out
of
retirement.
He's kind of good looking.
He's my age. No, he's way more successful.
He's kind of good looking.
No, he's got a stupid smile.
Right, Trudy, you're into this guy?
I'm not into him, but he's sort of good looking, objectively.
He's
in the $1 million or $1.5 million range good looking.
Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Although,
maybe I will.
He has made $2 million, so it doesn't prove his looks.
It does.
He drives us nuts because he does make it all, and it really is all about him, but remember that story that lady told on Thursday when we watched? She's like, I can't top that.
Wait, that's not him.
That was him that did that.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
that's
tonight,
right.
Spoiler alert, when he loses and they show the girl that wins and the camera zooms in, he comes over and like shakes her hand.
Gives her a high five.
And had to walk behind the person that's separating him. It's
Whoa.
Like, let her have her moment, dick. Just because it's not you for the 35th time.
Well, he has to have a last little piece of that.
Oh. It's a little bit about him, Trudy. I'm not sure.
High five!
Your initial fascination is going to last. You might blow it. Like there's a guy in 90 Day Fiance who's completely blown it now. This guy is killing me. I swear to God, when I'm watching that show, which I was last night, the person that I hate the most is the person who's on screen at that moment. There's so many idiots on that show. Because I was trying to analyze it. Who do I hate most? And I think it's the Russian. No, he's from Moldova.
Oh, yeah. Eastern
Europe. God. And he is so, I'm the man of the house. So he makes all the decisions. We're not staying in your dad's house anymore. Because the dad bitched because he said he was going to do some work.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do it.
You told us about this guy.
Yeah, Andre.
Yeah, and so she's like, we have to move out. We can't take this from your dad. He's using this to, play with our lives or something. And so he orders that we're moving out. Well, they don't have any money. He doesn't have a job. Because he was in trucker school.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
He spent all his money in trucker school, and then he decided he didn't want to drive a truck.
He was too qualified, wasn't he?
They pay more in Moldova. I'm going to spend all those hours and not get paid. Fuck it. It's like, well,
by the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
He doesn't. So then,
I don't take no orders from no woman. By the way,
by the way,
the girl after she told her dad, like, you're really getting too mixed up in telling us we're moving out. And he's like, look, I gave you a house. The reason she was mad is because he said, you're in a house that I'm letting you stay in for free, and then you get pregnant. Why did you want to get pregnant? Which is kind of a dumb thing to do. It's like it's over. The baby's coming.
Oh, boy.
But
wait a second.
They have no way to make a living because she works for her dad.
What's wrong with her?
She's got a good rack.
Because she's hot.
She's really pretty. I agree.
So what's wrong with her?
I tell you what, she's getting uglier every day now. She's so pissed at him.
Brandon's got her.
She's got her boobies strapped up there, huh?
Got amazing boobs.
Brandon has her Instagram up. She's pretty.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
So why would she want to put up with this dick?
I have no idea. This girl could meet a million guys over here, and she's from this rich family, and she does depend on her father a lot. Because when she had to move out because Andre didn't want to accept his generosity, she had to ask her dad for money to get the apartment.
Without telling him.
Yeah, without telling him. So then yesterday or last night she said, Dad, can you hire Andre? Because Andre decided he's starting a fix-it business, and he's not getting any bites yet.
Oh, I'm shocked.
There's nobody fixes anything. They throw it away.
So the dad,
Andre, you idiot.
Look at that picture.
The dad's like, well, why did he go to trucking school? And she's like, I don't know, Dad. He changed his mind. I don't want to talk about it. But can you offer him a job? And he's like, well, yeah, if he'll come talk to me, and he's serious about it, and he'll plunge into it. And so she tells him that. He's like, I'm not asking your dad for a job. And she's like, dude, I'm pregnant. Would you listen to me? I'm pregnant. I'm worried about money. We don't have any money. I'm working part-time. I don't want to work all through my pregnancy. We have no money. Somebody has to work. No, I start my fix-it business. It's fine. He just declares it fine, and then it's fine. So he won't ask her father for a job because he doesn't want the father's generosity.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
That's what her dad should have said.
Mm-hmm. So she, who was telling her friends and her sisters that, I like him being in control. I like being submissive. And all of a sudden, she doesn't like being submissive so much. She's starting to get pissed at him. she's no longer taking orders so well.
He doesn't really have any plans. Yeah, did she figure that out?
She hitched her wagon to a complete dope, what happened.
I'm blown away. She could do so better than this.
Oh, guy. I know. And he's such an asshole. Hey,
breaking news, by the way. TV shows that you love.
Yes.
That I also love. Cops.
Yes.
Season 32 tonight.
What?
On the Paramount Network. Yeah.
Really?
An all new.
Are you a game?
You got to find what channel.
10 o'clock, Paramount Network.
Really? Oh,
God. Yeah, I'm a writer. I want the app.
Paramount Network used to be...
50?
No.
It was UPN, but yeah, it was Paramount. Right. United Paramount.
There's my girl. Live PD has never cut it for me.
Really?
It's not as good as Cops.
But it's live.
I know.
That show is huge,
but that's
man.
The beauty of Cops. Cops distilled all the shit that happened and gave you the best shit.
Yeah, there's the Paramount Network. I'll record it for you.
I'm so excited.
I'm pumped. I'm geeked
too. What could the new season bring to just a whole world?
A lot of people who don't have their license on them. That I promise you. A lot of warrants.
Tony Dones.
Tony Dones.
John Johnson. And with his ass good and proper.
Yeah.
Because that's what he needs.
A lot of shirtless Floridians.
Yes.
They're having a Cops marathon to lead up to the new one.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God. I'm so...
I don't know what Drew's doing tonight.
Well, we got to get this Guerrero video in before we start. Before we talk to Lisa Guerrero. So, with that, do you know your friends? Do you know who our friends and studio sponsors at Zod, Ford & Holly and DealsInTheD.com love the most? They love the Drew and Mike podcast, and they love all of our listeners. That's who, and they've served so many. I mean, over 200 people have... taking cars off the lot.
I love the Drew and Mike show.
At Zod yeah. Ford. For that reason, Maz, Gary. Why is Gary... Maz, look what he did. He got another salesperson in the copy. Talked
about
love you,
so Gary!
Much. Gabar and the entire Zod Ford team love making your experience the ultimate in world-class fun and excitement. Keep in mind, they don't just sell new cars, trucks, and SUVs. They sell certified, pre-owned, and previously loved used vehicles as well. Plus, the service... and parts department is ready and waiting to save all our listeners 10% off their next visit to Holly. And don't forget to take a selfie with the life-size Hulk Hogan statue in the showroom. Take a ride in their leather massage chairs or just sip some fresh brewed coffee or snack on their hot movie-style popcorn. Moral of the story, no matter how you slice it, Zod Ford loves our listeners and their customers. So go visit them. Be sure to tell them all of us or any of us sent you. And Trudy, what... is Dr. Roche doing?
Well, Dr. Roche is cooking up some beautiful bridal parties. Any of the bridal parties want to come to Dr. Roche? Procedures for the bride, procedures for the mother of the bride, bridesmaids, grooms and groomsmen as well. They have 360 lipo and body tight, a body sculpting procedure, slenderizes and puts you on track for the tight dress shop. BBL for the neck and face to smooth out and brighten and plump, for, beautifying faces for the pictures. Also, you can smooth out lines with Fraktur and the moderately invasive Morpheus 8. That is a facelift using radio frequency and microneedling. No cutting. Eyelid lift, which immediately erases that tired look. And it's one of the single simplest procedures for reversing the effects of aging. Diva with the G-spot, we all know what that's all about, and breast augmentation, Brazilian butt lifts, all of that, and much, much more for the bridal party or anybody who wants to look better, have it all snapped a little bit tighter with Dr. Roche, triple board certified Dr. Roche. Call for a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com.
I think all the brides would want to go to Dr. Roche. And all the bridesmaids, probably.
Oh, yeah. Right. They have a picture, by the way, if you want to go to their website and look at it, the picture from behind.
Uh-huh.
It was just the best side of all of
yeah.
The Brazilian butt-lifted bridesmaids.
Okay. Brent's watching my 90-day fiancé.
It was their gender reveal.
Oh, hush.
It's a girl.
So I wonder what dumbass from Moldova is doing now.
Andre had a girl. He didn't make a boy happen?
No, I'm surprised. That's just another person he can boss around.
He couldn't command his sperm to make a boy? Jeez.
Oh, he's such an asshole. Why is she with that guy?
I don't know.
You know, some of these Americans are people. This girl Chantel is really hot. Why is she looking for a guy in another country?
That's why I wonder what's wrong with them.
Pedro's a decent guy, but and actually she is the hottest not hot chick, and by that I mean if you just saw her, you go, oh my God, is she hot? But once you get to know her, oh, she's horrible. She's so horrible. Her family just blames everything on Pedro.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
Oh, she's really hot.
She's extremely hot, but she's a bitch. She's a horrible bitch, and you know she's like, because he wants to have a baby. He's from a Dominican Republic family, really sweet family, really fun family. And he's like, I won't have kids. I'm not going to have kids. She talks in a real monotone. I'm not going to have kids with their father not getting along with my family.
Just shut up and show your breasts.
That's one way of controlling him.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So he's like, I gotta go home. I'm going crazy.
I have to go home.
Her brother wanted to fight him. They blamed, okay, he came over, and she wouldn't tell them that he was her boyfriend. She's acting like he was a friend because she knew her family would get pissed. Mm-hmm. So then 2 days before his 90 days, they go, nah, he's my boyfriend. I'm going to marry him tomorrow. And they're like, oh, Chantel. And they blamed it on Pedro, who the whole time was going, I don't like lying. Why are we lying to your parents? And it was not his fault at all. They blamed it on him. The brother wanted to fight him. I mean, they're just idiots.
I have a question. Wow. Does every woman on this show required to have just monster tubes?
It does seem that
yes.
way.
Well, it's good casting.
It seems to be popular.
They have to have monster tubes, and they're either an idiot or a bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somebody with huge boobs on that show that's likable. The girl with the Russian is the closest thing. But she's a dope. I don't know why she's with it. Hmm. Idiot. And she does, she seems pretty spoiled, too. Daddy fixes everything for her. So.
You need a guy with a fix-it shop, then. Yeah. Needs to ask those questions.
Okay, so here's Lisa Guerrero. She's going up to this, the preacher is about to be Kenneth Copeland. He's about to be driven away in an Escalade to some...
Yeah, where are they at?
It looks like they're in a hangar.
Yeah,
he probably just flew in.
Hangar.
And so Lisa's going to ask him, why are you asking your flock to buy a new jet? And he did. He got a Gulfstream.
So weird.
And you should have heard them talking to their flock about why he had to have one. It was, God told me I need this. And he said that flying commercial is, there's too many demons.
Yeah, she gets into that.
So apparently there's no demons on a private jet. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, but isn't he supposed to, like, tangle with demons? That's his gig, right? He's supposed to fight them?
He cannot get ready to preach if there's somebody getting dragged off a plane. That just destroys his concentration. And nobody else has any important work on an airplane. Everybody else is doing very small time work compared to him. So check out Lisa Guerrero. And she does a really good job, I have to say.
How are you, sir? We'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second. Of course. Not the people. Hmm? The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing.
Why?
That's really the
main. That'd be good.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial?
Pause it
so
for a second.
Thumbs up for that.
Luxury.
It's clear he did the research. I mean, he had an actual percentage number, 65%. So, I mean, you have to believe him,
and
right?
He does pick the appropriate Bible verse to answer every question, too. So he did a lot of research.
How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business. Well, but
oh, there's the real
the business
Copeland.
Of your donors.
Listen, I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well, if you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listening to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah.
What?
Now, thank you, Lord. Let me pray.
He's
buying time by praying.
Praying for an answer.
It's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple.
That's a bad for the environment.
It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100. Let's see.
Why can't you be on TV?
The latest figure just came out.
Why do you have to be there?
Yeah.
There are no preachers in these other parts of the world?
122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Are there?
Not as good as him.
12 million.
Let me give you another example. Last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long way.
Lagos?
Legoland?
I had a week off.
Lego Band on the Lagos? Run was recorded there, by the way.
And I was scheduled
Band on the Run was
for Peru.
There.
In Lagos?
And I prayed about it, and I thought... I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler.
Because you can't think ahead.
And I didn't pay anywhere. Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, all right, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. Okay. I love your eyes. And
weird.
Here's what happened. We flew in 21 days, 70 hours, 40,000 miles, touched five continents, and preached face to face personally.
What's he doing up there?
They don't have any preachers over there?
125.
Isn't that stupid? Isn't that dumb?
Do you ever... Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes.
Okay. Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. Oh. And don't you ever say I did.
Ooh.
Look at him.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what I meant by that? By that term, then, just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
The great sleuth.
Well, let me ask you.
Do you think that people that fly commercial are demons?
If you give me a chance to talk, sweetheart, I'll explain.
Sweetheart,
this. But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do with people. People, I love people.
Fake.
Jesus loves people.
Fake.
But people. Get pushed in alcohol. Do you think that's a good place for a preacher to be and prepare to go preach to a lot of people?
Yeah.
When somebody in there is dragging some woman down an aisle, it made me so mad to see that on television. I wanted to punch the guy out myself. I can't be doing that while I'm getting ready to preach.
So you just don't like to be around the sinful people or the hurtful people. Is that what you're saying?
He just wants to preach at them.
Not the people.
Let's preach at their money.
He's so lost here.
Back during the
this
days,
never happens to
we
him.
Couldn't do anything else. We had to travel commercial.
You can travel commercial.
When I went to Oral Roberts University, I flew for Oral Roberts. I'm a commercial pilot.
Ooh.
So I spent a lot of time.
Oral Roberts, have how many planes?
Said God we would call him home if he didn't raise a few million bucks. Remember that one?
Yes.
And we still have our Citation team. And then we have a little small airplane. But those are the two models that we use. And we use them all the time. And
I other people have got to
too.
Fly
we
that
plane.
We have
other ministries that use these. In the book of Ephesians, oh, God, I love this. We wrestle not with people, but with principalities and powers, unseen things.
How does this crap
rulers
work?
Rulers of the darkness of this world. Talking about the devil, he's a very real devil. Just the same as Jesus is a very real devil.
God's like, don't drag me into this.
And I spent a lot of time on air.
Does this guy frighten you?
Yes.
Me too.
But like the main thing that happened was not, that wasn't the main reason.
What if he's like this all the time?
The main reason was...
He probably gets out of the camera.
Do what I
F you, honey. Get me.
I wonder if he watches a lot of porn.
And be on the
airline. I bet he does.
Oh, totally. Does.
Besides that, I need my clothes.
That's a given. Probably beats off Inside Edition.
You have some fancy
clothes. That was dumb for me to even bring it up. It's
pastor,
redundant.
You are living a life of luxury. Yes, you've got great homes. You've got great planes.
Yes,
you
come
you drive in limos. You're a very wealthy man.
Yes.
Yeah. And some people would say that, is it appreciated?
May I add something to that?
Uh-oh.
My wealth doesn't come from offerings alone.
Oh, yeah? From who?
You sell things, books and DVDs.
Yes, and I have a lot of natural gas on our property.
Ooh.
Yeah, who paid for your property?
Didn't know that, did you, babe?
Now I do.
Baby.
Now you do. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I guess. It's wonderful for you.
Back when, and I might add another thing, too. We invest from... let's see.
Is he getting crap for this, by the way?
Last year. Yeah.
It's starting to grow a little bit.
But it will run something in the neighborhood of 20, 25 million in the poor.
Yeah, out of 760
Can't
million.
Can't do that and be broke.
So final question is, a lot of people maybe have a misunderstanding then about what you do in prosperity preaching. Yeah. So the final question is this. To those critics that say, that a preacher should not be living a life of luxury. What is your response to that?
They're wrong.
Of course.
That's pretty convincing.
That's it? It's a misunderstanding of the Bible that if you go into the Old Covenant...
This is going to get a little dicey here.
Do you think the Jewish people believe you should be broke?
What do you mean by that?
Are you saying
it's because of the Jews.
Appreciate money more than...
Really? They believe in wealth.
Some people would find that offensive.
No, wait a minute now. I'm not talking about some people. I'm talking about the Bible. The blessing of Abraham. Abraham was extremely wealthy, and he had a covenant with God. It's not the Jewish blessing, it's the Abrahamic blessing. God, I get excited talking about it because I love it. And I started out...
What the hell?
Deep in debt with nothing, which is another story. But anyway...
You say that it's biblical and that there's a foundation in the Bible for this.
Let me close it with this. I had to learn this, like I said, from the Bible and from my spiritual mentor, Oral Roberts.
That's a good one to learn from.
I learned it from him, working with him, and then he was close friends until he died. And he took the same heat for believing God would prosper you that I've taken.
He said God would kill him if he didn't get money.
Abraham was a very, very wealthy man. Galatians chapter 3. If you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. And his promise was great wealth.
The Bible also says that it's more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle, correct?
The rest of the scripture. But he said, all things are possible with God.
Ooh, touche.
And he said, if you study the Greek behind that, it's trusting in wealth. When he said that, his disciples said, they were astonished out of measure because they were wealthy men. They were astonished out of measure
to do an interview with someone like this, I would have to ask them, okay, please, no scripture. Let's talk like human beings. Let's leave the Bible out of this because this isn't about the Bible. This is about lots and lots and lots of money. Mm-hmm. But he would not survive the argument without the Bible.
No.
He didn't survive it anyway.
He would have a job without the Bible.
But his people will probably send him more money. So go, oh, there he is. I should send some money.
Yeah.
He's on Inside Edition.
He said all things are possible with God.
Both of my grandfathers were preachers. They were both very poor. They lived simple, modest lives. They were extremely offended by men that made money like you do, preaching like you do. Mm-hmm. What would your response be to people that think that preachers shouldn't live this kind of a lifestyle? Folks like both my grandfathers.
And I understand that. And I love them with all my heart. It's your grandfathers that we're standing on their shoulders.
Well,
they held
insulting.
Up and they stood for it. Glory to God. God. But when you go back to the Bible,
no,
it's full of wealth. And it's full of miracles and signs.
It's usually not the side you want to be on the Bible.
And it's full of goodness and it's full of meanness. It's just full of hell on earth.
Those
are the
scary
demons, not the people.
Jesus.
I love the people.
I love the people.
Again, getting back to
myself more.
Sir, thank you so much for your time today.
What's your name?
Lisa Guerrero.
Lisa?
Oh, finally.
God bless. Father bless Lisa.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you.
He's praying and holding her hand.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to know her and her team. And I pray and I believe her peace will be successful. I love Inside Edition. I love the people on it. And it thrills me to get a chance to have my face on Inside Edition.
Thank you very much, Reverend. You have a nice
Gross.
Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much for your
She'll
patience.
Never wash that hand. Lisa's also going to mention that she has a new YouTube channel.
Oh.
And I watched the introduction to it. She does more things than any human being possibly ever.
Really?
Yeah, she's going through all the things she's going to have on her YouTube channel. I don't know how she possibly does all this stuff. I mean, she does artsy-fartsy stuff.
Really?
She decorates wine bottles. And what? She cooks, and she just does a million things. Wow. I mean, a million things. She does makeup tips and hair. She does her hair. And I mean, it's like, oh, my God.
Here's a video of Kenneth Copeland taking possession of the Gulfstream.
Oh, I can't
Father,
wait.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the fulfillment of this vision.
That's his aviator pastor
that you are supplying.
That he employs.
You are our source. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's cool. He's got a leather jacket on, Copeland does.
Hot. He doesn't have any gray hair. He's 82. It's amazing.
We jump forward to where he's talking.
Speak God.
Father, we thank you, sir.
Totally God.
And I'm asking you now, sir, according to your word.
Why do you talk that
bless
way?
Bless our partners beyond measure. Yes, in the name of Jesus. For you said in 2002, I'm sending you new partners who are very strong financially, and they will obey me. And I will increase your long-time partners, and they will obey me.
Are we talking as partners?
And you will not come short. And you will not fail. And you will not lack.
And
you will not come behind. And you will not be diminished. Praise God. Isn't that good?
Hallelujah.
And it's coming to pass. You know why? Jesus is Lord.
Oh, God.
Whoa. You know, I was watching, this was months ago.
How sickening, man.
Did you see the preacher? I think he's black. And he had a video of him surprising his wife with a brand new Lamborghini.
We talked about it. Yeah, we played
Creflo
it back.
Dollar?
I don't think it was Creflo. It was another, guy. I can't remember.
And he just thought that was so cool. Yeah. He posted it. Mm-hmm. And of course people went, okay, he has a Lamborghini. Why does she need a Lamborghini? And why are people paying for these people to have Lamborghinis?
A $200,000 Lamborghini. Now he's going on social media to defend himself.
So I don't really care what you think.
Oh, that's
Pastor
nice.
John Gray earned renown as an associate pastor at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston. He now has his own megachurch in Greenville, South Carolina. In early December, Gray surprised his wife, Aventer, with the lavish gift when they renewed their wedding vows on their 8th anniversary. She screamed with joy when it turned out to be a Lamborghini SUV. The video has gone viral, with some people wondering whether church funds were used to buy the vehicle.
Of course they were.
Yeah, they pay a salary.
Wondering.
The backs of the church folks, goes one comment. And this, you could have taken that money and given back where it came from. The people struggling in the congregation.
Not a nickel, not a penny from this church, Relentless Church, went towards the gift that I gave my wife.
Gray says pastoring isn't his sole source of income. He has books and has a reality show called The Book of John Gray.
Yeah, well, and where does that emanate from?
Network.
The book deal comes with resources. The TV show comes with resources.
Gray's wife lashed out at critics too.
Oh boy.
My hubby is a hard worker. He worked his whole life and he saved to bless his wife.
Yeah, see, they really believe they're entitled to this lifestyle.
Maybe your church should pay some taxes.
I remember when Jim Baker and Falwell and all the televangelists were really getting big.
Yeah.
Because this didn't used to exist.
No.
This is new. I mean, relatively new.
Yeah.
I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Biatch.
That guy.
Because that guy needs a Lamborghini.
Have a church.
Yeah, get him a Lambo. Plane. Because I was in Charlotte when Baker was going down, the whole Jessica Hahn thing. Right. You know, what happened was he and Tammy Faye, if you're too young to know this, they were this beautiful, kind of hokey Southern couple, mm-hmm. and she sang and
cried.
I mean, they really were sort of homespun and just seemed like this kind of naive, almost little couple. But the truth was, she was abusing drugs, and he was he had sex with Jessica Hahn because this other preacher brought her to him, And she said she was raped. She didn't want to have sex with him. And so he paid her off with church funds to shut up. An NDA, an early NDA. So the Charlotte Observer.
You ain't coming in no, you come in the name of Satan.
And a few other people started to study televangelism. And the numbers were unbelievable. It was like the Bakers, for every hour they were on television, they spent like 40 minutes asking for money.
Yeah.
And so did all the other ones. They all did. That was all they did. And then the great 2020 piece, I forgot what church that was.
Don't forget about the lie. You know, I mean, it all stems from the seed money lie. You give us a dollar, you're going to get 200 in return. No one ever does.
Right.
Because why would they?
And Baker was selling those lifetime partnerships in that condo on site, timeshare.
That no one ever got.
No.
No one who invested ever got a piece of.
They were... It was a pyramid scheme. Uh-huh. You know, they had to build a new one to pay for the last one, and then build another one to pay for that one.
You've
and
been
on,
there,
on.
Didn't you say you go? You went on the water slide.
PTL, that's where they had the bakery with two Ks.
So dumb.
So anyway, after he goes to prison for stealing money from PTL, praise the Lord, he's back on TV asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? How is this possible?
He's got a new babe by his side too, doesn't he? Because Tammy,
yes, he does.
Passed.
Well, now
he broke up though.
Isn't he selling the stuff that Alex Jones sells, like
the
bone broth
stuff.
And yeah.
Yes, all right, exactly.
At least he's selling a product, even if it is almost literal snake oil.
I know. I don't know. It just
well, Kenneth,
I don't understand.
I mean, doesn't that make it a little better that he's selling a product instead of just hey, you're gonna get your money back from God?
Kenneth Copeland sells products. He has inspirational books and CDs, and one that's it's $40 for a bunch of music that's got to suck really bad, which somebody will buy from his website.
It reminds me of people dying, getting selfies. That'll never stop.
No,
you know,
that's
as
okay,
long
though.
As
that weeds
Instagram,
people out,
that's going to go on and on and on. And these preachers who are making ridiculous money from people that just want to, you know, help their place in the world. That'll go on and on and on. There's no stopping it. That's so frustrating about it. The 2020 piece I was talking about was when they showed people they would send a prayer in or something and a check frequently, and they had these people who were just opening the cards, dropping the checks out, and throwing the cards away. No one was reading them.
Yeah. Right.
It was just about the money.
Well, John Oliver did a really great piece on the whole thing last week.
Tonight, yeah. He set up his own prosperity church.
He did. And
prosperity
he got a bunch of money. A lot of people contributed.
Yeah.
And then what did they do with it? I forget what they did.
They
contributed
it
to some
but it was
worthy
all
cause.
Seed money, and someone actually sent literal seeds. But, I mean, it was a great takedown. It was well argued, and it's just pointless. You know, if these churches paid taxes, would people care as much? No.
Well, one of those people, or at least several of those people, instead of being treated for being, you know, ill,
mm-hmm.
thought that if they believed in what this,
they'd
you know, with
Bakes
without, and some of the other people, thought they'd
Bakes.
Be healed and actually wouldn't get treated and died.
There's his church. The
that's God's
lady,
will, though. Apparently.
Our Lady of Perpetual Exemption Church, Pastor John Oliver.
If you ever get a chance, you should listen to
it's
that.
Really well
it's
done.
Really
yeah.
good.
Do we have to call Lisa?
Bakes!
She's calling us.
She's calling us. Lisa Guerrero.
In just a minute, the video of her talking about all hers on her YouTube channel. I don't know how there's enough hours in the world, in the history of the world, to get all the crap done she gets done. She's one of those people.
Freak.
Buddies. Do you remember this song?
Girl, man, this is a song about a girl, bro, that came out to Hollywood to make it from the farm. She's totally fresh, maybe she's from Atlanta.
Remember when Pauly Shore had an album
you know
out?
She's milked cows, though, dude. She's totally clean. She's called Lisa Lisa, the one I adore. I'm a stony, crusty dude with the mop on top. My melon's fully sweet, but I'll never stop.
Am I the only one that remembers this piece of crap?
I don't remember that song. Is that about Lisa Guerrero?
Yeah, close enough. Basically included all his like catch words, phrases.
Yeah, that was
pretty terrible.
It's funny to think about MTV and where it went. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't seem like it would be around for a long, long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think we got Lisa Guerrero.
Oh, cool. We can play a song again.
Oh, no.
I'm sure she loves it.
What? She loves it, yeah. Stop trying to
weed the nugs from coast to coast. Are there better Lisa songs?
I don't know.
Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Make cheers.
Bet you she remembers it.
Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa,
I'm American.
Lisa Guerrero, do you remember the Lisa song?
Barely.
By Pauly Shore?
No. Oh, my gosh. No, I thought you were talking about Lisa Lisa. Remember Lisa Lisa and the Colt Sam?
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
Yeah. No, crank the Lisa song, Brandon. Oh,
hang on.
She should hear this.
It's a great song.
No boy. Pauly Shore.
Make cheers.
Lisa Lisa.
Lisa Lisa. I'm American. Deck it first. I'm cruising down
if
the
you,
street.
If you need a theme song no one knows, then this is the one.
Just ask Pauly.
Awesome. My ears are bleeding.
Mine too.
Lisa, I want to open by mentioning your YouTube channel, which I think started on June 1st, or you started publicizing it June 1st. I was watching
it. It launches July 1st.
Oh,
July 1st.
Ahead of the curve.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but subscribe now because it's blown up already. I've got a trailer on there that's got like 95,000 views.
Well, I watched the trailer and I just thought, is Lisa Guerrero in a world where there's 40-hour days? How do you get all this stuff done?
You know why? This is what I tell everybody. I don't have children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. How.
That frees up time.
Right? Right? Yeah, so I work for Inside Edition part-time and then I do all kinds of other films and TV projects and I write a book and, you know, so it's good.
I think having children would be easier than all the stuff you do.
Probably. I should have thought that through a little bit better about 20 years ago.
Well, not as much notoriety, though. You get things published and...
That's true.
Seen.
So the Kenneth Copeland interview was really fun to watch because I've been so annoyed with this guy and the fact that he says God told him he has to have a... what's the fancy jet he has now? The Gulfstream.
Yeah,
he has to have a Gulfstream. And of course, people point out he already has planes. Why should people buy him one? And he's so arrogant about it. And it makes me, I get so tired of these arguments because they'll always go to the Bible and come up with something that backs their point. You know, God, what's his coverall, Mark? God.
Oh, with God, anything's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Through God, anything's possible.
After Lisa made a nice callback about the eye of the needle, and that didn't stop him for too long. But he also called you baby and sweetheart. And I mean,
it was very demeaning.
To say
yeah, you know what? Well, back up. That kind of misogyny and disrespect is something that I'm quite used to, having spent over a decade as a sportscaster and usually being the only woman in the locker room of the teams that I covered. So in a lot of ways that training was really good for what I do now as an investigative reporter because, you know, guys like that are very typical in a kind of an old school throwback way where they don't really respect female reporters and they don't really respect you as a journalist if you're a woman. So, you know, I got used to that a long time ago.
However, you would expect
doesn't affect me.
Maybe you would expect
all.
That from an athlete, but not from a man of the cloth, a legitimate man of the cloth. And that's what's silly about it.
True. And you know, again, this was not my first rodeo with Kenneth Copeland. He did a story about him about 5 years ago called Rockstar Preacher, where we were looking into he, Creflo Dollar, a bunch of these prosperity preachers that don't pay taxes. And so we did a story about him and his lavish lifestyle 5 or 6 years ago. It went viral because he grabbed me in the middle of the interview, kind of grabbed my hand and threw his finger in my face again. It's just a lot of the behavior you saw in this recent one he displayed before. What was shocking to me is that, you know, years later, I thought, well, you know, maybe that was just, maybe I caught him on a bad day, you know. But no, this is how this dude operates. And it was, I think the best part about the interview was that it revealed him for who he really is, right? I mean, it wasn't about my questions as much as it was his answers. And the fact that he was revealed to be the type of person that he actually is.
I agree 100%. It just watching the whole thing is so very revealing. The one thing that I would have liked to have asked him, and I thought you asked phenomenal questions, is this whole idea that he has to have these private jets because he has to get to all these places and he can't worry about his luggage. I mean, he's so much more important than anyone else. But why does he have to? Are there no preachers on all these continents he must get to? There's no one to preach to the people there. Why does it have to be him?
Well, look, that's part of the overall scam, because they tell their donors that they have to go to these other countries to deliver God's word. So they have to do missionary work, which, of course, takes money. And if it takes money, the best way to get your money to go the furthest to save all these souls is to let him go private so he doesn't have to waste time in airports and he can go to exactly the places that he needs to go. So it's, you know, it's all part of their rap. You know, the rap is, I need to go save souls all over the world. So I have to go to Africa. I have to go to South America. I have to go to all these places to save people's souls. So you need to fund it, people.
Do we know that he really goes to all these? Does he really go to all these places and do this?
Here's the problem. They don't pay taxes, so they don't file the kind of paperwork that a business would. So we don't know where the money's going. We can find out through flight plans where the planes go sometimes, if we can get the tail number. It's really difficult to track, A, their whereabouts, and B, their money. And they like it like that. It's really hard to find out where the money goes if you're donating to a prosperity preacher on TV.
And he can have up to a $6.3 million home without paying any taxes, and he has a $6 million home. So they're aware of all these breaks and rules.
That's from the natural gas on his property, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I'm sure.
Right. And that's the other thing that he revealed. And a lot of journalists got back to me saying, hey, what was he talking about? And that's something, I mean, I think that, you know, the money he's making from televangelism is clearly a fortune. But is this natural gas that he's claiming he has, is that on land that is donated to the church or comes from, is that church?
Well,
land?
Wouldn't you know?
So
wouldn't,
that's really, really murky.
I mean, theoretically, he would be selling that natural gas probably to a publicly traded company. Wouldn't they have some kind of records of that they bought from him or from the church?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would love for journalists, especially journalists in Texas, to maybe do some work in terms of trying to FOIA some of these you know, these government agencies that maybe work with him or some of the companies that do business with him. There's got to be more way, especially for print journalists that have the luxury of being able to have more space to talk mm-hmm. about these stories and to get into the documentation of it a little bit more. I mean, technically, you know, because we're a TV show, we're video driven, right? So we need to go, like the interview was great for us because that's a conversation that's captured on tape. You know, when things are document heavy, that's a really good opportunity for print journalists to get into some of the paperwork and documentation and write a long form piece.
Yeah, you've got a YouTube channel to run. I mean, my God.
Wouldn't in addition to journalists, however, wouldn't the IRS somehow be interested at any juncture in how all of this fortune is being used or misused? Or I mean,
absolutely.
If I just went out and bought like three planes, they would wonder how I would be doing that, and they would investigate. And aren't they the people who are most adept at that?
Well, you need to be an ordained minister, and you need to obviously, you know, they've got the loopholes that normal people don't and normal businesses don't, and that's being a religious organization.
And that doesn't have any limit anywhere.
Apparently not. Wow. Nope. And that's how they like it. And, you know, I think, you know, our politicians, our representatives have not held their feet to the fire. They've let them get away with this for a long time. And I think a lot of it is because some of them donate to these politicians.
Of
and
course.
So it's really corrupt and it's really murky. And there's a lot of gray area there that I think just more journalists, you know, need to start looking into it. We've done 3 or 4 stories through the years. And I certainly want to do more.
Well, I always thought, you know, in Detroit, the church really determines so much of who gets elected mayor, who gets elected city council, and the church is supposed to be separated from that. So I don't understand, how can you bring all these politics into the church? And I'm guessing that this guy has, Copeland must have some political leanings of some kind that enter his church as well.
Well, he's been to the White House. He was part of the group that when Trump first went to the White House, he went to pray with him. So he's connected to this White House.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And I love that his mentor is Oral Roberts, who said God would take him home if we didn't give him, was it $9 million or something?
Yeah.
That was really one of the first big cases where people got so angry about how money was raised and, you know, what was going on with it. Was Oral Roberts said virtually that God will kill me if you don't give me this amount of money. And his mentor. You know what?
And it has really started an amazing conversation this week since this went viral worldwide. I've had a lot of conversations with priests and pastors. I come from a religious family. And I would say mainstream Christianity does not look kindly on Copeland and Jesse DePlantis and Creflo Dollar and a lot of these prosperity preachers. But a lot of them, so it started a great conversation, I think, about, you know, what you know, people taught you're supposed to tithe according to the Old Testament, right? So what does that mean? And where does the money go? And who's accountable? And, Jesse DePlantis said in a tape that we used in our investigation, he said that if Jesus were alive today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey, meaning he'd be in a first-class jet, would he? I mean, these are great questions. It really opens up a great, great conversation, I think, about religion in general. And is it a big scam?
Watching.
It's not like he has a boat like Scientology. Jeez.
Yes.
And an army.
Jim Baker's back on TV asking for money, selling survival kits on TV. And I would have thought that, you know, after he was given a 30-year sentence for stealing money from a church through his television show, that maybe it'd be a little trickier for him to get on TV. But I guess he can just buy time again, or they give him time and he just sells away. I mean, they spend a lot of the time on that show selling survival stuff. And here we go again. I wouldn't think that would be as much as the FCC hassled us about language over the years. You'd think that would matter, too. But apparently not.
Yeah. And the irony, of course, is why are you selling survival kits when isn't the point of the second coming mean that you're going to be taken away and you won't have to survive the apocalypse?
Yeah, you want to go.
Yeah,
of course.
It's just so crazy. But again, I think that most mainstream Christians are very disgusted by what they saw in the interview that went viral over the weekend.
Yeah, how viral is it, Lisa? How many downloads or how many hits on it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's the crazy thing. Just on Inside Edition's YouTube page, I think we're at like 1.5 million views.
Yep.
But what had happened was the Christian Post, Occupy Democrat, 4 or 5 different publications and platforms took our original investigation and our original interview and recut it. And then posted it themselves. So we're not getting those clips. Mm. They are. And I think at one point there were over 10 million views on just one of those platforms.
Wow.
And it went viral in Australia, New Zealand, and of course here in the United States over the weekend. It was seen worldwide by probably over 100 million people.
Have you looked at some of the ones that have been cut up? I'm just curious, are you still in them when they cut them up?
Yeah, but here's what's weird. I'm still in them, but they only show like kind of the side of me or the back of my head, and they don't credit me. Even some of them that are giving me props, going, this woman stood up for herself and she calmly answers, back to him and asks him questions, and he's calling her sweetheart, and maybe she's a great reporter, but they didn't mention my name. So I started tweeting, oh, thank you so much. By the way, it's me, and I'm Lisa Guerrero, and my team and I worked for months to effort this interview. It wasn't like we snapped our fingers and got this interview. It took us months. And in fact, we were in Branson, Missouri that week just to get him, just for that part of the investigation for a week. And, you know, these things take a lot of work, a lot of man hours. And I love that people are watching it and sharing it. It would just be nice that Inside Edition and I and our team would get credited for the work. It's just kind of professional courtesy.
Well, Lisa, you're on Channel 4 right now as we speak.
Yeah,
you're finding out about your genealogy.
Is that what she's doing?
Oh, is that airing today?
Yeah, that was the one that aired today.
Was on today.
Lisa, you're everywhere. Not only is Lisa everywhere, but on your YouTube channel, which is it Lisa G?
Lisa Guerrero TV.
Oh, Lisa Guerrero TV. Okay. On there, you reveal that are you going to have something on your YouTube channel about you dating?
Yeah, so
Hubba hubba.
And you know, at my age, when you get to a certain age and you get back onto the dating scene after not having dated for since the 80s or 90s, it's different. It's hard, it's weird, and it's uncomfortable. So anyway, yeah, I'm dating again, so that's it's really uncomfortable. So I thought, hey, why not share my discomfort with everybody?
No, there's not going to be any fantasy suites or anything in this, is there?
No, oh no. That should have failed.
No. Okay. is there a place for people to apply to go out with Lisa Guerrero?
Yeah. What are you on, Tinder? Bumble?
No. What I'm trying to go through is, like, it's not the best way to date people is through an app. I can't go in an app. I got set up on some disaster blind dates that were very comical. It's just, I think it's best that maybe I'm just alone, or maybe I just need a lesbian, or I don't know. Maybe I just haven't explored all the possibilities yet, but dating is awful.
I just hate it,
and I don't recommend it to anybody.
Who is that dude that you looked like you were having a drink with or something, and he said, I really sort of missed what was going on.
John, but... yeah. Okay, so this guy, do you remember in, like, the 90s, remember Princess of Europe? She was married to Andrew. She was married to Prince Andrew, and their relationship broke apart because she was caught by a tabloid kissing somebody by the pool, and he was, like, sucking her toes.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the cover of People magazine. It was
yes. Cute.
It was that guy, the toe sucker. Somebody set me up with the toe sucker.
Oh. What?
Oh, are you into that? Is that why they set you up with him?
No.
Maybe you're into that.
Well,
did you call him out on it?
I did, yeah.
Besides being a toe sucker, what else is he? Does he have any great qualities or nothing?
He's a very nice man, but yeah, that didn't go any further than that.
Wait, who's this guy at the batting cages?
That's the other part of it. So some of my girlfriends go, meet younger guys, they're fun. You need to go out and have a great time, and even married so on time, just go date young guys. So that was a young guy. And then I dated older guys, and then I was set up on blind dates with famous people. And then I have gone through in the last year a painful series of dates that I just decided are just funny.
How young was the young guy? The batting cages.
Okay, so here's my window. Here's my window. If they couldn't technically be my son or my father, then that's my window.
That's very responsible. That's a good window.
The toe-sucking guy.
So yeah. They can't be younger than, like, say, 18 years younger than me.
Okay.
And they can't be older than 18 years older than me. That way, it's not too young to be a son or too old to be a dad.
Okay.
That makes math a little hard. Just do 20 and 20.
The toe-sucking guy, I was appalled right away. I'm like, why is she with that guy? He looks too old. You didn't think he was too old right away?
You know, he's only like 10 years older than I am. Mm. And that's the other thing. People are like, you can't be ageist. You know, don't say no to somebody just because they're older than you. But I don't know.
What is the ideal, if you could just make a guy, what's the ideal guy for Lisa Guerrero?
George Clooney.
Yeah.
He's taken.
But you know, that type, you know,
right?
that's like confident, that has a great job, that's like got his own thing going on.
What's the ideal, realistic Lisa Guerrero choice?
Well, yeah, obviously he's married. Like an unmarried version of them.
Okay, very good. All right.
Okay, confident, sense of humor, or would you rather have somebody who's just really rich and smart?
She doesn't need money.
No, sense of humor. And you don't have to be rich. No. I just mean successful in whatever you do. Like,
okay.
You can be a social worker, but be really passionate, be great at it, and be committed to it. You know what I'm saying?
What's the biggest Lisa Guerrero turnoff from a guy?
Insecurity.
Insecurity. What if he stunk?
Ooh, yeah, smelly. Well, that goes without saying.
Well, what if he smells good as an insecure, or you have a real stingy guy who's very confident?
No.
Exactly.
You got to have more going on than just, you know, your fragrance.
I think Lisa can do, I think she can have all those things.
She can afford to be picky.
I want to tell you that she's got girlfriends and they talk, and also Lisa being a reporter, you were Googling people, so nobody's gonna slip by without a little vetting. before?
Well, here's the thing. I went on a date recently, and my investigative team did a background check on him.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah, you're going to get your background check done if you have to date me.
Did they find anything?
No, not. That guy was clean, thank goodness. Yeah, oh, okay. So that led to a date. But can you imagine? I mean, do you want to date an investigative reporter if you have this double life or committed this felony and you're trying to keep it secret?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be probably not a good idea to date an investigative reporter.
Unless you want to do a story on him, and that would be a nice twist.
Yeah.
That would. I
am amazed at these guys who are able to continue to get women. You know, they steal all their money or whatever. It turns out they got six wives. I'm thinking, doesn't anyone have Google? Do all these people, they just completely are trusting? And Catfish, too. If you watch Catfish on MTV, you can't believe these people aren't more resourceful. But
we do stories on those guys. Yeah. I did a story on one of those guys last year, and he was like a cancer Casanova. He was telling all of these women that he had cancer, and so they were giving him money, and then he had to have another operation, and they'd give him more money. And he stole, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars from these women all over the country. And it ends up he had no cancer.
Was he hot?
He was just ripping them off. No, but I guess for an old guy. But, you know, these were older women. And it was sad, actually. Cause, you know, they were literally, they thought he was the one. And they were giving him, buying him trucks. And, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's always
I won't be going down that road. Okay. I won't be buying anything.
No. Any guy would be lucky to date you, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
I will give Lisa my endorsement also. Absolutely. Although she's way too busy. Oh, my God. You'll never get a minute with her. Go on her YouTube channel.
That's what makes her the perfect woman.
Right.
Just the right amount
of
time.
You don't have to see me very much.
Yeah. That's true. There is something to these distance relationships, I think, where...
You're not too 100%. Distant, but, you know, you want her to have her own thing, too.
Yeah. Lisa's going to be busy. If you want to smother somebody or you want to take up all their time, it's not going to work with Lisa Guerrero.
well done. Another great story.
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
Thank you so much, you guys. Right. Well, I appreciate your support as always.
You bet. And,
and I'm getting out to Detroit. Hey, you guys, I'm going to see you maybe in person this fall. I'm going out to Detroit in September for an event.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Please contact us. We'll do something.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I love Detroit.
Okay,
love
Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Love you, too.
Okay.
We'll
Bye,
see
guys.
You.
Bye.
I'll never stop trying to whisk the nugs from coast to coast. The ones with the cones are the ones I dig the most.
Lisa,
make cheers.
She's not a Christian. She's tampering and dark-sided stuff.
Cruising down the street in my Jeep.
This reminds me of a song. I can't think of what song it is.
I don't know, but it sucks.
I wonder how many albums he sold. I bet you he sold a couple hundred thousand.
I remember this getting heavy rotation on MTV.
Really?
Hey, Polly's about Lisa's age.
I adore you.
I like Polly. I wouldn't do that to Lisa.
Didn't you say she needed somebody with self-confidence who was good at what he did?
That's Polly.
Oh, really?
He's full of self-confidence.
Oh, yeah. He's very confident.
Polly's 4 years younger than her. And unfortunately, I fall underneath that line. I am not allowed to date her.
Within the 18 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shoot. Bummer.
Let's see.
Wait, how old is she?
She's 54, I think.
Really? Wow.
See, with a 36-year-old guy.
Yeah, she could.
She could definitely pull it off. But I know this is terribly sexist, but the older woman, younger guy thing doesn't work as well as the other way. It just doesn't seem like it does.
Cougar doesn't work as good as sugar babies.
I mean, I think when women are just having fun, that's one thing. But as far as
because we're immature.
Well, I mean, I think women can be as immature, but...
Not when it comes down to brass tacks.
You don't want some young guy taking care of you.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my age, but I've just been noticing more... I don't understand, like, these 35-year-old women with 60-year-old guys. I don't get that at all. Like, who's the girl with David Foster, Catherine McPhee?
Oh, yeah, that
She's 34, he's 60. I'm like, what?
That's Catherine McPhee. I mean, she could be with anybody.
I would think so.
But there's a lot of...
Yeah, kind of.
I'm basing that only on the short-lived reality TV show.
That was so stupid.
With Brody Jenner on it, because wasn't Brody Jenner's stepson?
Brody complains, that was all scripted. We weren't being
David Foster came out of the dick on that.
Yeah. They all looked stupid.
What was it? Was it the Princes?
Yeah, the Princes of Bel Air, something or Hills Hollywood, or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's just I see a lot of these 20-year-old gaps, and I'm always surprised. I'm like, wait, that girl's really hot. Why is she with this guy? Couldn't she be with a guy 2 years older?
Princess of Malibu.
Okay. I don't get it.
No, I don't understand that either.
And I remember when Mariah Carey, you know, it always seems like it's a really accomplished man. Like Mariah Carey and Tommy Mottola. You don't see a lot of 20-year-olds with 40-year-olds, but you'll see a lot of 40-year-olds with 60-year-olds or... And I don't know. It just doesn't because they you know they always are trying to say the numbers. And I remember when that People magazine came out. If you're over 40 and you're single, your chances of getting married are as good as being hit by lightning. I remember all those ridiculous stories that were coming out. It's like, get out of here. Yeah. Women get remarried all the time.
Maybe they don't want to get married anyway. Maybe they just want to, you know, bang.
Yeah, don't you remember that happiest subgroup was the
single women
single childless females. Mm-hmm. Lisa seems very happy. She's so busy. If you ever watch that thing, it's insane. Like, she's too busy.
I can't believe she went out of date with that toe sucker.
I know. How ridiculous.
Well, unless she was into it, but she wasn't.
She had a nice stance in the batting cage, by the way.
Yeah, because that guy fixed her hips. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Very pleasure to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
I was in photos with the Duchess of York.
He's Fergie. Gross.
Yes.
I couldn't believe she was on a date with him.
You guy? Yes. You guys have any questions? I have so many questions, but not for you.
Yeah. That guy's proud of it.
How many other toes have been in his mouth?
Oh, here it is.
Oh, there's a toe, it's going in his mouth.
There's the toe suck.
He looks different because he has hair there.
Yeah, boy.
The Duchess of Pork.
Yeah, that Fergie, what a mess that was.
Did Fergie get to meet Trump?
No, she's persona non grata.
And by the way, Harry showed up and was talking with Ivanka, and they said he never joined the larger group, which included Ooh. Trump, because Trump said Meghan was nasty, because somebody said she was going to leave the country if you got elected. And she goes, oh, I didn't know she was that nasty. And then, and so it's, you know, Trump calls Meghan nasty. Uh-huh. And
she
so.
Did, though. She left the country.
Yeah, well, no, she they
not
said
because
she's
of
home
that.
With, she's home with Archie. Didn't they say she was with Archie? Yeah.
No, she is there. Now, but Trudy's saying she did leave America.
Oh, yeah, she,
oh,
did.
She went
yeah,
to
she
England.
Did.
Yeah. She said she was going to Canada. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think she left because he was elected.
No, but, no, I mean, not for that reason. But, yeah, she's on maternity leave. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
From what? I don't know.
From her duties.
Which is what?
her
duty was to have that
I
kid.
Know. I know.
Honestly, her duty. She had the kid.
Dress up, go out.
I can't think of a worse. Now, Harry seems like a good guy, but I can't think of a person, if I were female, I would rather not be married to than a royal. Because you're stuck doing all this boring shit all
the
time.
But you don't have to. But you don't have to ever have a
for
real
anything,
job.
Drive anywhere.
There's cameras in your face all the time. I would hate it.
Yeah, but you have those guards all around.
Yeah,
you see Trump rapping with them.
Sounds like you want to be a princess.
I do want to be a princess. I've decided the hell with being independent. I just need somebody to do everything.
Well, there are those guys.
Yeah, true.
I did see that the blow-up Trump in the
yeah,
diaper
the Trump baby.
Back.
Yeah, the Trump baby.
Was back.
The mayor of London agreed to let the Trump baby fly.
Trump was not happy about that either.
No, you know
what he called the mayor of London a name. I can't.
He
remember
called him. Well, he called Trump a fascist too, and I mean it was kind of a diatribe. And a lot of people were angry at the mayor because this is a. I didn't even know this was a D-Day 75th anniversary.
That either until now.
Yeah, you know, June 3rd, or I guess
it makes sense.
D-Day
yeah.
is June 6th, isn't it? Or is that V-Day?
Yeah, boy.
D-Day and
yeah,
V-Day.
It's around the same thing.
Yeah.
That's around the same.
They're time. Very close. I wasn't thinking the third.
Well, D-Day.
Well, nobody just got
sixth.
There.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Anyway, I got to find this tweet because it was honestly, his tweet was one of those tweets like, you know, you kind of roll your eyes after you're done laughing.
Right.
He called him a stone cold loser.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
can anybody find the tweet? Whole thing was funny.
He really does have a kind of long running feud with that dude.
That's yeah. right.
And he wants Boris to be the
Boris
new
Johnson.
Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Because they have similar hair.
They do have weird hair. What was up with Trump's hair the other day? He had a new haircut.
He has it shaved on the side. He has a fade.
But it was different today.
He just went. No, it was yesterday when he went to church for 11 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. He had this new haircut yesterday.
He had gone golfing, so I think he, I don't know if he just took a shower or got cleaned up after golfing before he went to his 11-minute church.
Ah, because now it's back to his normal.
No, his hair, the wet hair looks.
He's a haircut.
Here it is. Sadiq Khan, by who all accounts has done a terrible job as mayor of London, has been foolishly nasty.
Foolishly.
To visiting president of the United States, by far the most important ally of the United Kingdom. He is a stone cold loser, should focus on crime in London, not me.
They're losers.
Khan reminds me very much of our very dumb and incompetent mayor of New York City, de Blasio, who has also done a terrible job.
Oh, it's a double shot.
Only half his height.
Only half his height.
In any event, I look forward to being a great friend of the United Kingdom. I'm looking very much forward to my visit. Landing now. Landing now.
Oh, my God. I mean, takes a height shot.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. Pretty ridiculous.
Why?
So who's the short one?
He's also going after AT&T, too, for some reason.
What did AT&T do?
I guess, do they own CNN now?
I could not tell you.
Arrived in the United Kingdom. The only problem is that CNN is the primary source of news available from the United States. After watching it for a short while, I turned it off. All negative and so much fake news. Very bad for U.S. big ratings drop. Why doesn't owner AT&T do something? Followed with, I believe that if people stopped using or subscribing to AT&T, they would be forced to make big changes at CNN, which is dying in the ratings anyway.
You are fake news.
Well, then no. Let it die. If it dies in the ratings, let them die. It is so unfair with such bad news. Fake news. Why would they act? Why wouldn't they act when the world watches CNN and gets a false picture of the United States? Sad.
You know what? I'm kind of amazed. Charlie and I were talking about this, about the CNN, the night shows, for example, mm-hmm. which you read about all the time. I mean, they're quoted, or they have a guest who's quoted. And Charlie was saying that Anderson Cooper, for example, has like 500,000 people watching. And I was like, wait, 500,000 people? That's less than we had on Riff listening to us. Ooh. That doesn't seem possible.
Anderson Cooper and his sparkling eyes?
He said it's been under 1 million for a long time.
Really?
And that's not unusual. I mean, television audiences have gotten so much smaller. But Charlie was lamenting the influence based on the audience, because the audience is small.
CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, they're the opinion makers. Those pundits make people's opinions.
Aren't those channels less interesting than 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. American Idol, and all the other things that are
But those shows aren't doing monster audiences either. I don't know what 90 Day Fiancé, I'm sure they're a great show for TLC.
Right, but you have a lot of like ridiculous, you know, insipid entertainment that on the channels that you can go to and you don't have to watch.
Currently, Hannity is the top rated, one of those pundits, quote unquote. 3.1 million viewers is his average. So,
that's significant. But I would have thought it was more. I would have thought, you know, when O'Reilly was there 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have thought they had 7-8 million, five or six million people at least watching at night, but. You know, the pie gets smaller.
Well, that's about what the nightly news gets, is 5 or 6 million now.
It's amazing. I mean, that network anchor job at CBS was like, I forgot Scott Pelley was the anchor. I really did. I mean, it reminded me when they came out and said, you know, I lost my job because I complained about the environment. And I was like, oh, yeah, he was anchor for a few years, wasn't he? And then they named Norah O'Donnell. And I just thought, that job just doesn't have the same quite pizzazz about it.
Ratings are up, though, for Gail, CBS.
Gail King?
Yeah, they are.
Did you see she turned down Wendy Williams?
She did?
Yeah. Oh, I thought people were fighting for Wendy Williams.
Well, I guess that morning show is more news than entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of GMA.
It's a schlocky story. I think in a way it makes sense for her to turn that down if they want to do well in that. I mean, that show could be an influential show, I would think. Mm-hmm. It could be.
So you're saying Wendy will – well, who's going to be the interviewee?
I don't know. It said Gail turned it down. Yeah. So another network, I assume. Okay. I don't know.
The reason I ask is because I could see Gail interviewing Wendy about all her issues lately, and I can also see Wendy interviewing Gail about
Wendy was the interviewee, because this husband who had a baby with this guy, or girl.
God. Shouldn't they interview each other? That would be a really good show, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Is Wendy Williams, Wendy Williams probably has 10 million viewers a day or something.
Probably.
She's got a big show.
It's not a bad show. I've been surprised to catch myself not turning it off. Because I'll land on it, I'll go, what's she talking about? Oh.
It's on after the 9.
So is it on 11 or 12? Yeah, it's on noon, I think.
I think you're right. I think it's at noon, but I just honestly didn't.
She's got some cojones. She'll talk about some kind of weighty stuff and make some commentary that I think is at least show some balls.
Provocative.
Compared to some people. Yeah.
Sure.
Now, on to this Connecticut case.
What's the update?
Fotis Doulos?
Yeah, Fotis Doulos. Well,
find her yet?
No, they haven't found her. They're searching all his properties. This guy's quite loaded. All these people are just rich as hell in New Canaan, Connecticut, one of those hoity-toity suburbs. And I mean, giant mansions, and he's got all kinds of acreage. So, this woman, Jennifer, who, by the way, seriously, Shishella thought, the estranged wife is hotter than the girlfriend that moved in with Fo.
Really?
I don't.
I think she is.
The girlfriend looks like maybe a sort of a trampy meth addict.
Well, maybe she does things that the ex wouldn't do.
Meth addict is a good, that's an interesting description because something does look kind of rough about her.
Yeah.
And she's younger, too. The probably dead wife, sadly, is 50 and the girlfriend's 44. The wife's hotter.
Yeah.
And she's had 5 kids and she's taking care of these 5 kids. And of course, she's saying, she's an incapable parent and I want the kids. And this guy is known. And a number of people come out to say he is a hothead. He's volatile. He reacts to anything that doesn't go his way. He gets in screaming matches constantly with people in his world of contracting, I guess. He also calls the police frequently when people, they gave a couple of examples. Oh, when people, contractors who are in his business, by the way, park on his street. He calls the police. He calls 911. Hey, there's a contractor, but there's no parking on my street. He called the police.
Hey, get out of here.
He called 911 when his wife, who was on a weekend trip with the kids that he knew about to New York City, he said he couldn't get a hold of his kids, and he called 911. And, of course, they just weren't answering
that's
their
good,
phone
that's
or
good
whatever.
Usage.
No, he's just a royal asshole. So she said that she'd been threatened, she feared for her life, and she needed protection from this guy, and she was not listened to, and now she's been missing for 11 days. And guess what? They found footage of Fotis, her estranged husband, who they're in this custody fight. He was filmed dumping items containing bloodstains in trash bins all over Hartford on May the 24th, the day she disappeared. Actually, the night she disappeared. And they followed his phone, which showed him apparently not using it until 1:30 p.m. He went to his business. She's last seen dropping
Did he have it on
off.
Him?
I don't think he did. No. He went to his business at 1:30, went home at 4:20. 4:20, oh my God, right at 4:20. Then he went back to a property at 5:20. Then he's in Hartford at 7:10, and they found surveillance tape where he's dropping bloody bags of bloody clothes and bloody items in, I think they said 30 different trash cans had stuff that he had dropped in them. They also had his girlfriend was in the vehicle, too.
Do you think he cut her up and each one was a different body part?
Yeah.
I don't know that was what it was. It sounded like they had to clean something up because they found her blood in her garage. They found blood spatter in her garage. So it sounds like he killed her in her garage. They also found she dropped down a drain altered license plates that were his license plates that he had altered with tape. And some adhesive. So apparently he didn't want his license plate picked up anywhere.
What a genius.
I know.
I saw that they were looking at the drainage, but I didn't know why.
Yeah, because the license plates were dropped down there. I think that's what it was.
The thing that mystifies me is don't these people like have access to incinerators or...
He's a contractor.
Like, don't they watch investigative IDs channel once in a while? You're not going to get away with it if you're the spouse. You just
cameras
not.
Everywhere.
He's already busted for evidence tampering. He's in jail. He's got a $500,000 bond, which, by the way, Don't give this guy bond. He just killed the wife. He told her he was going to kill her, and he killed her. It's first degree. He should never get out because if he gets a tether, and they said they were negotiating for his passport and tether and all this, and I'm like, no, he'll cut the tether off, and he'll fly to some foreign country. Watch. Just watch.
Yeah. He's probably on his way to the airport now.
She is getting out. Her family or somebody are bonding her up for $500,000. This whole rich person bail thing just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because these people, you know, like the unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Just took off. Just went to France. 20 years later, they bring him back.
Bonjour.
All this money is spent. And all these situations where wealthy people are accused of crimes like this, they've got all these resources. Just like the guy in California who killed his wife and dumped her body in Southern California and then called police and said, yeah, this guy broke in. He killed my wife, and he drove me. He made me drive with him. He made me carry my wife out and put him in her truck.
You're actually more dramatic than he was. He was very like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they made me get in the car. He was so calm.
He was completely idiot. It was the most ridiculous story. The operator's like, let me get my supervisor on the phone, because she was like, this sounds ridiculous. And it was. And they arrested him for murder. He got $1 million bond. He made the bond. And then his trial didn't come up for about, I think, over a year. And he slowly acquired all this cash out of the bank. I think they said he took $1 million out of the bank. And then 3 weeks before his trial, he disappeared. They didn't know for 3 weeks. Wow. You know, for 3 weeks he was gone.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's what people with resources do when they commit crimes like this. But I just can't believe this guy thought he was going to get away with this. Nice try, FOTUS.
How much is he worth?
I don't know. He's got to be worth a lot. He's just got
to
be.
I haven't been able to lock down a number. But everything I see says he's really wealthy.
Yeah, I think he's pretty loaded. I mean, he's got two mansions. She lives in this beautiful... By the way, also, when they split up, this guy's such an asshole. She moved out with 5 kids. He stayed in their house.
That giant
house. She moved out with 5 kids and was renting a house. This guy...
Asshole.
I know, he just sounds like the worst. And she told anyone who would listen that she was in danger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that part, yeah.
And, you know, I know we talked about this Maxine Waters thing a couple times, but it just goes to show, yeah. Oh, Maxine Waters, oh, my God, someone's going to kill Maxine Waters. Oh, well, you know, arrest them and put them away, and yet they got a couple years in jail, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, when it's just this lady with 5 kids, you know, he hasn't done anything yet. So, look what that brought you.
Wait till he does.
I know, it just happens to so many women, and it sucks. Now... I know Eli and Denny and Bob talked. Bob Page in town, by the way.
Yeah.
All 3 of them in one place today.
Wow.
Very little technical issues today.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And I know that Calvin Johnson's been talking, and Calvin has said that the thing with the Lions is strained because when he retired, rather suddenly, they said, well, you just signed that deal last year, and he got a $16 million bonus. And because he opted not to play the last 2 years, I think they were entitled to $3.2 million back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was kind of confused today because I knew this $3.2 million number was out there. And then they were saying that he paid over $1 million back, like $1.1 million, I think. Well, whatever. He said, the reason I don't have a relationship with the Lions is because they made me pay my bonus back.
Well, it was kind of petty they made him pay him back, but wasn't that part of the contract? Wasn't that part of the deal?
Yeah, that was part of the deal. And so well,
now he's being petty.
Well,
both of them had plenty of money.
I thought it was really interesting.
Well, it's hard to give money back.
Sure.
It is hard to give money
back. No matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the Lions got the money back from Rodgers. Remember, he owed them $10 million.
He doesn't have any money. That's why it's already spent.
They never got that money back because he blew it out his ass.
It's a good lesson. If you don't want to ever pay back money you think you might eventually own, just spend it.
Can someone look up? Charles Rogers has not bobbed up in a while. What in the world is he up to?
Probably asleep somewhere, either at an intersection or a restaurant booth.
I'm going to guess he's
near Hagerty and 8 Mile. I'm guessing.
Is he in jail or is he out of jail? I'm going to guess he's got a bunch of kids.
No, the last
and
thing
I bet
was,
he has no money.
Wasn't he down in Florida working at a garage on cars?
Yes, you're right.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, an auto repair shop in Fort Myers.
Is that the last we heard?
Let's call him.
I'm coming at Calvin.
Yeah, can we reach him?
Did you see the story? Remember Malik McDowell, our good buddy? Joy, I remember we talked to Joya Crow, his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the story with Malik?
Yes. He's being asked to pay his money yeah, back. His
he never
back.
Played a down for the Seahawks because yep. after he was drafted, he got an ATV accident and hit his head, and he just was never cleared to play.
I don't think he's supposed to be in an ATV either.
No, it's a violation of his contract.
Yeah, so, oh, damn, so they said
closed.
They're closed balls.
That's a shame. You can't have any fun if you have that much money. You have to, like, just amp it all down.
I'm going to try him.
Well, Trudy, you could save it, and then after you retire, then you can
ATV
all the ATVs you want.
let's give this a shot. They just closed, so someone might still be there.
Okay. Where are you from? Drew's taking a call all of a sudden. Oh, you know what? Is he taking a telemarketer call? All right, bye.
Bye.
Jeez. Is that important?
I wasn't sure. It said maybe. You know what it says? Maybe so-and-so.
Oh,
you
yeah.
calling Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
They did just close 15 minutes ago. Oh, 100%.
He's probably cleaning up the shop.
Is that the last? That's the last thing on him? Yeah. See how many kids he had, by the way? Hi, is Charles there?
Tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may
definitely an upscale garage.
Press pound for more options.
Yeah, it's Drew. I was trying to reach Charles. I'll just try back. Thanks.
Bye. See you.
Yeah, we'll try back tomorrow before they close. That's the last I see. He is working at this dealership.
All right. Who believes he still works there?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure if it's a dealership or a garage. But.
I think it's a garage. I think they take cars and soup them up.
Okay, they might.
Kind of like Exhibit used to do on MTV.
Oh, Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
Loved Pimp My Ride. God, what a good show that was.
You know, they had some good shows for a while there. They were fun to watch. I don't think you had to be 20 to watch them either.
No, it was cool what they would do with these piece of crap cars.
So did all those shows just burn out? I mean, why can't they come up with any new shows? I mean, they used to just throw stuff at the
Teen
wall.
Mom and Teen Mom OG.
They had that forever,
Teen Mom,
though.
The meeting, and then Teen Mom Returns. They have the whole
Teen
Mom.
Too much Teen Mom.
It is too much Teen Mom.
Come up with new ideas.
Oh, they brought back a double shot at love with two of the people on Jersey Shore.
Oh, God.
Can't they?
I wonder how that probably did well.
Make new people. Make new people, MTV.
I love those makeover shows, though, where they make a piece of shit house into a really cool house.
Oh,
that's
God,
kind
yeah.
of stuff. That's always
yeah,
really
well, that's cool. Why HGTV does so well. Yeah.
Until the people doing it become celebrities.
That's true. And then it sucks.
That is annoying. And then you hear about their relationships.
Like Chip and Joanna Gaines. Or
knock it off.
Who's the one from around here? The blonde girl?
Oh
yeah.
Black.
Nicole.
She was in the news recently for some reason.
Nicole Curtis.
Curtis, right.
Did she go back?
Fight over a kid, I guess?
No, there was a relationship.
Oh, okay.
Problem. And her mom.
See, I don't want to know any of that. Just to see the house you did.
Well, I want to go back to Calvin
Johnson. Give me some Bob Vila.
Bob Vila.
What's the Trading Places show?
Trading
that
Places
back.
Was
yeah,
great.
Page is back on there.
Until Ty got too big for his britches.
I just want to go back to Calvin for a minute because it's funny how many people think the Lions were being petty when, you know, if this was 1970 and the players were making
every
money,
penny back.
You know, yeah, they would get every penny back. And the guy, nobody would quit either.
Yeah.
Nobody quit prematurely. Everyone played as long as they could. Now that the money is gigantic, not to mention all the outside money, it's like, you know, how dare you ask for the bonus back, even though I quit 2 years early. And I understand, you know, he is a guy who will live in infamy as a Detroit Lion and will be around for a long time as a former player. And you would want him to be happy and part of the organization. But the minute he came out and said, if they want me to be part of the team, they'll give him $1 million back. It's like, you didn't earn that $1 million. I don't think he has the right to bitch about it.
Yeah.
Publicly, especially. All of a sudden, I was not on his side anymore. I felt like, no, they shouldn't give him the money. He didn't earn the money. If he didn't ask for it, if he was just sort of snubbed the Lions, I'd be okay with it.
Right.
But it seems like the minute he says, they should give him $1 million back, then I all of a sudden I feel like, no, that's really greedy because you didn't earn that money.
I feel like there's more to it than just money.
I don't know. That's what he said.
You don't think people there pissed him off or?
I don't know.
Well,
it's
those
interesting.
People are gone.
You know, this guy barely said a word when he was playing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm surprised he's speaking about this. But, you know, it's somebody I'd love to know more about it. I'd love to hear him talk about it. I just, my gut told me, you know, I don't really like him complaining about the money. Mm-hmm. If he didn't complain, I would probably feel that he should have got, should have been allowed to keep it. I mean, isn't that weird that my brain does that? All of a sudden, I'm not really on the Lions' side either. But I just felt sort of annoyed because he really didn't earn the money.
Who has the right to the money?
And not only that, it seemed to me he owed them more than what they got back. So, I don't know, it was cheap. I mean, the pro football team makes money. The minute they have the TV deal, they make millions.
You got to take the side of the millionaire or the billionaire organization? The billionaire.
I wasn't really feeling good about either side after I read this. But the big sports story of the day was, of course, the NBA Finals, which the Golden State Warriors tied up 1-1 last night. They were down at the half. I thought they might.
They went on an 18-0 run.
I know, that was amazing.
It was insane.
But they really didn't look that good in the first half. Once they started that run, I felt like this, not only is this game over, this series is over.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. It was so dominating, and it just.
Steph left for the locker room at the end of the first.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clay might be out, too, because he left in the second half with a hamstring.
Well, they have 500 other great players.
They do. Used to. I know. Not so much anymore.
Oh, really? Well, they're without Kevin Durant, and that doesn't
bother them
a lick. They're
just not as deep as they used to be. It's been a good series so far.
But look at Quinn Cook. Look at these guys they get, and they turn them into real contributors like Quinn Cook. Jonas Jerebko has played fairly well. The former Piston, who I thought was going to be a good player, and it never quite didn't. Wasn't he really promising at the beginning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just never panned out, and I was shocked to see him in a Golden State uniform playing.
See, B Rock was at the game?
Yeah, hanging out with Adam Silver.
Yeah,
he talked to Drake.
Why are the Warriors players talking shit with Drake?
Why is Drake talking shit to them?
It's good TV.
Well, I think it's fun.
Is just getting a ton of publicity out of it, and he's the Toronto fans are behind him 1,000,000%, and he's a big fan. Apparently, he seems fairly sincere, if not out of control.
He is the only reason to not root for Toronto.
He is the only reason I'm rooting for Golden State.
He's such a dork.
I want Toronto to win, but I just hate seeing him running up and down the court like he's a coach, touching the coach.
I know, it's really.
Yeah, but that's kind. He's not really that invasive. He's kind of. It's kind of entertaining.
It's sort of harmless. I mean, it's kind of fun to see a celebrity who's really. Just shows you that
Jack Nicholson.
When he's in that arena,
he's a basketball fan.
He's a giant fan of them.
No, but right. That's the thing, though. Is he's also a big fan of Alabama Crimson Tide, and then they lose, and then he's
so to that.
Point.
And he has tattoos of the Golden State Warriors on his arm. So.
He has a tattoo of Steph and of Durant's number.
It's covered up.
That he covered up, which is so lame. It's just lame. But that's Drake. Drake is lame. He's like a kid, a 12-year-old sports fan. I don't know. I've kind of flipped on that.
It's a show.
I can't stand him.
It's kind of a show.
Kind of wild. You saw his
Durant,
Macaulay Culkin sweatshirt that he had.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, he's trolling Durant.
Durant and Clay are like taunting him as he's coming out of the arena last night. Yeah. Why are they talking to him? Why are they calling him are you talking tonight?
They kept calling him Aubrey.
So stupid.
Because his real name's Aubrey. Drake's his middle name. They kept calling him Aubrey.
My girly name to toughen him up.
That's fun. Go back to Degrassi.
But as far as Golden State, I could not believe how many different people contribute significantly in that game last night. I mean, Cousins is back, playing great.
And he looked not so good in game one.
No, but he looked pretty good last night. But you've got really with Clay and Curry and Draymond and Durant. I mean, the four of them, and Iguodala too.
Yeah.
I mean, they just got and then
Boogie.
These guys off the bench play so well. Mm-hmm. I don't see how they can be stopped. I mean, I'd love
Toronto's
to see.
Toronto's pretty deep.
I'd love to see a 6 or 7 game series.
Toronto's damn good too.
They are
good. How good Van Fleet's been playing from Wichita State.
They just couldn't make baskets last night.
That was the problem. It was stuck at 106-98 for the longest time.
Did you notice?
How about that technical foul?
I know. That was
so stupid.
Really dumb.
Steph Curry just bounced the ball really. Or no, he threw the ball way up in the air.
Yeah. I couldn't help noticing how often Golden State just either they stole the ball or they blocked a passing lane. They just seemed like they had 6 arms on every guy. They just made a lot of good plays defensively. There were a lot of turnovers at one stretch.
Well, their defense game one was terrible, so.
They played pretty well.
It'll be a fun series. And now we all get free tacos, too.
Really? That's what Robin Roberts was excited about.
Are you shitting
morning.
Me?
Not at all.
We're soft. Robin and I are peas in a pod.
I know.
We get along.
Yeah. You had to flip her cushion, too. She was so excited about the Warriors.
The difference is, well, it was a taco. She thought it was a different thing.
Let me come up there and put my beef in your taco.
I would never, she would never eat at Taco Bell. I, on the other hand, would eat there every day.
Me, too.
There's a difference. She's trying to be.
Hey, today is also McLovin's 38th birthday, the Hawaii ID he had in Superbad.
Oh, right.
That made him 25.
Yeah, was his name Muhammad on there?
No, he's debating Muhammad or McLovin.
Oh, that's right.
McLovin,
that's right.
But there was no first name. It was just McLovin. you want to play a couple of those, Brandon?
And Ian Hunter is 80th.
Oh, it's 80th? Oh, my God.
Well, but where have you been, man? You almost gave me a goddamn heart attack. Let me see it. You pussy out or what?
No, no, man. I got it. It's flawless.
Hawaii. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the fuck would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a fucking book for once.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb fucking name. Give me that. All right. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin. What? One name? One name? Who are you, Seal?
Fogel?
His ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
Seth, listen up, ass face. Every day, hundreds of kids go into the liquor store with their fake IDs, and every single one says they're 21. How many 21-year-olds do you think there are in this town? It's called fucking strategy, all right?
Let's stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. It's a fine ID. It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible. I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either gonna think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay? So what's it gonna be?
I am McLovin.
No, you're not. No one's McLovin. McLovin's never existed because that's a made-up, dumb, fucking fairy tale name, you fuck!
Jeez, man, it'll work. Give it a chance.
Why don't you go cry about it?
Is the scene with the cops there when they're about to bust him, or he thinks they're about to bust
you,
him?
You're the one that got punched.
Hater.
Okay, first things first, what is your name?
My name? It's McLovin.
McLovin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your first name?
What?
Your first name.
My first name? Technically, I don't have a first name, so don't worry about my first name.
But we're the police. I just want to get the story straight. So it's just McLovin?
Yeah.
That's badass. It is badass.
Really cool.
Badass, yeah. A lot of people weird names nowadays. Chingy, Shakira, Rafe, Pax. We arrested a man lady who was legally named Fuck.
I think he was Vietnamese, was with a PH, but still pretty shocking to see on a license.
Yeah.
Okay, and how old are you, McLovin?
Old enough.
Old enough for what?
It's a party.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah, I think I have it.
Yeah, boy.
But she's shaking.
I like that Hawaiian ID, too, with all the colors. Little hater's looking at it, looking at him. Whispering to Seth.
You're an organ donor.
What?
I didn't want to be one, but my wife insisted.
I always give him shit for it, too. I say it all the time. I say it's just like a woman. Even after you're dead, they want to tear your heart out.
I
say it weekly, and it's still funny.
It still makes me laugh.
Really funny.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't really have any information. He just kind of hit me, and I don't really see what he looked like.
Oh.
I don't know if I can help you.
In a hurry or something?
Yeah. Kind of had to catch that bus.
Where were you headed?
Near 13th in Granville.
Oh, we can take you there.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to. Why waste 2 bucks?
We'll take you.
No problem.
Well, McLovin.
There you go.
I haven't seen that flick in a while. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah.
I know. I've seen the same thing.
It's a really good movie.
Anyway, he was 25. Now he's 38, which means that movie's 13 years old, which is kind of surprising. Anyway, get us out of here, Brandon. And we'll be back tomorrow. We have a special guest of some note tomorrow, I do believe. I'm getting so many phone calls today. What's going on?
Another one. Do I know about the special guest?
No.
Oh.
I think we talked about Dan Wetzel.
Oh, okay,
about
cool.
The trial.
Yeah, the Kellen Winslow trial that nobody anywhere is talking about.
I know, I don't understand it. And Dan's written a bunch of columns on it, or a bunch of stories
just
about it.
He's a smart guy, yeah.
That should be a huge story. I mean, there's about five women who claims he raped them, and they're just making, it sounds like they're really giving these victims hell and scoring all these points. And he's got a very high-priced team of attorneys. He's also changed his look about 180 degrees from when he committed these alleged acts. So, I don't know. I thought it was one of the more disturbing stories. I talked a lot about rich people and crime. This tomorrow, one may be the worst of all.
Tomorrow is closing arguments.
Oh wow. Cool.
Timely.
Okay. And
he also would not testify on his own behalf.
Oh, of course not. I know. I feel like people should have to. It's like, if you didn't do it, then there's nothing.
Yeah,
you should be able to explain yourself.
Yeah, but they always trip up.
How many people that didn't do it haven't testified, by the way?
Well, they usually never get to that point. Very rarely.
Your lawyer should make you not know whether you're guilty or not. Really.
Well, I think the jury should be able to consider it. Apparently he couldn't testify because he's so fucking guilty! like us on Facebook, please. We're almost at 23,000. Please, just a few of you will get us over. Come on.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Morty Durham Jr. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is his courtroom. This is Judge Morty. 60-year-old inmate Rick Allen is being accused of committing murder of a fellow inmate at Georgia Penitentiary. Mr. Allen claims that he is being set up and that his lawyer is requesting sexual favors in exchange for proper legal advice.
Okay, okay, Mr. Allen?
Right.
I believe that your case was going to be going to trial not this Monday, but the following Monday. Do you understand that?
Yes,
Okay, I tell you, if you need to tell me something, I'll let you come up here to the podium so you can speak into the microphone, and I can hear you.
Yes, the attorney here, I'm wanting to fire him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't feel like he's doing any...
Who are you going to hire?
I'm not
going
to hire nobody. I'm going to try to get a different public defender.
There isn't... You have a right to an attorney.
This lawyer has...
You don't have a right to a specific attorney.
This lawyer has made sexual advances on me. He's misrepresenting my case. He told me if I wanted him to do a good job, I had to let him give me oral sex. He's had doctors at Central State Hospital put a false diagnosis on me.
Okay. I know Mr. Wyatt pretty well, and I don't think he has the ability to make doctors at Central State do anything.
Well, they did it, and he's the one that had me sit down there.
Well, you know, they may have done it, but I don't think that... And he had anything to do with it.
All right, well, he won't give me the discovery.
There's
things in discovery he's supposed to give me the incident and told me that it was the discovery.
Okay.
They're alternating documents that I've read.
If you want the indictment, I'll make sure you get a copy of the indictment.
No, I'm saying I got the indictment, but he's not complying with discovery.
Okay.
I'm supposed to get the autopsy report, the coroner report, pictures of the crime scene.
Coroner report?
Criminal background records. I want...
Is this a murder?
In the county jail.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get the criminal background records, investigational summaries.
Mr. Wyatt, what discovery do you have?
I've given him everything I have.
You've given him everything you have?
Yes, sir.
He's given you everything.
This is a murder case, and you're...
Huh?
This is a murder case, and you're telling me the only thing on discovery is a 4-page indictment?
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying he's given you everything he has.
He ain't given me no autopsy report. He ain't given me no coroner's report. He ain't given me...
Well, it may be that he doesn't have that. I don't know.
That's what I've been trying to get. He didn't give me pictures of the crime scene. I've seen other people go to trial on murder charges. I've seen what you're supposed to get. I'm not going to work with this attorney.
Well, you know,
it's not going to happen.
You've got.
I'm not going to trial with this attorney.
Well, you've got two choices. One, you can go to trial with him, or two, you can try the case yourself. Now, I definitely completely think that's...
And I've got a right to have...
Wait a minute. Listen to me. That would be the biggest mistake you've ever made in your life.
So basically, you're sitting here telling me...
Now, you have a...
You're gonna find me guilty if I go to trial and try to defend myself?
You're probably right. That would be my guess if you try to defend yourself. You don't know anything about selecting a jury, do you?
No.
Do you know anything about cross-examining witnesses?
No.
Do you know anything about criminal procedure?
I know I don't have to let...
Do you know anything?
This guy suck my...
Let me...
To get
some
legal representation.
You know something? I'll be honest, Mr. Allen. I really don't believe that.
Well, I'm not concerned if you believe it or not.
I'm supposed to
have a right to an attorney, and I'm not going to work with this attorney.
Well, that's up to you.
So I hold myself in contempt if you try to pull me up here to court with that attorney.
That's fine. I mean, that's up to you. I told you what your choices are. You can go to trial.
Listen to me. I'll hold myself into contempt.
Listen to me.
Go f*** yourself. I'm through here. Y'all done?
I'm finding you in contempt of court.
I don't care.
I know you don't. And I sentence you to 20 days for that. And if you say anything else, I'm going to add 20 days for everything you say.
F*** you.
40 days.
F*** you again.
60.
Go f*** yourself.
A year.
Your mama.
10 years.
Suck my d***.
You know something? This is going to be an interesting trial.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to smile in court. You know that if you smile...
I can smile anytime I want.
It's a violation. Now you're cussing and yelling at me.
I have not cussed.
Yeah, you did.
I am yelling.
Well, go f*** yourself. Suck my d***.
That's why I'm yelling.
Suck my d***.
You know something? You are absolutely the rudest person I think I've ever met.
You reckon if I let you suck my d*** that I could get a fair trial here?
Oh, I don't think so.
I got a big d*** now. And if I pull it out...
I don't think that's going to get you a fair trial unless you have...
I'm done.
Every one of the jurors do it.
I don't think that mouth is big enough, sir. I've got a big old donkey d***.
You know, I'm sure mine's not.
I've got a big old donkey d*** for that ass.
Good. I'm sure the women love it.
I don't f*** girls.
Oh no. I'm sorry.
I f*** boys.
Oh, I'm sorry. You prefer men.
I f*** boys.
You prefer men, right?
I f*** white boys.
You, white or black?
White boys.
Oh, butt boys?
With big butts.
Oh, of course. You know, you look like a queer.
Well, okay, so now you're calling me a queer in the courtroom?
I didn't call you one. I said you looked like one.
You're yelling.
Do you understand the English language?
Wait, you're yelling. You're laughing.
Do you understand the English language?
This is kangaroo court, sir.
Do you... You know what? No, we're not in... Australia.
I mean, if you want to suck my d***, you can do it anytime now. We can get this court ordered.
You're so smart.
Do we have to court order this?
You're so funny. You're so cute.
Can we get a court order to get my d*** sucked, sir?
You're so cute. I know all the inmates just love you to death.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet.
All the white butt boys love me to death, too.
Okay, well, I'll bet they do, and I bet all the rest of them do, too.
You ain't supposed to smile in court.
I'll bet everybody enjoys sucking your
d***. You ain't supposed to be smiling in court. That's a violation.
I can smile anytime my dadgum want to.
Now you're... yelling at me again.
I am. I'm yelling.
You're getting mad.
Can you hear me?
You're shaking.
I am yelling at you.
Well, reckon you can suck my d***.
Yelling.
Can you take a break?
Yelling.
Can you take a break?
I'm yelling at you.
Can you take a break?
Yelling.
Can I get my d*** sucked?
Can you hear me? Yelling.
Can I get my d*** sucked?
Yelling. Yelling.
Are you ready to suck now? Have you got it all out?
You know something?
You will, but you want me to f*** you in the butt then, right?
Oh my goodness. You've got plenty of that over in jail.
I could see it in you when I came in the courtroom.
Okay, that's fine. You're gonna be here on... Let me tell you how this is gonna work.
You ain't gonna tell me shit.
Listen.
Suck my d***.
Shut up. Listen to me.
Suck my d***, you f***. Man.
Listen.
Suck my d***.
You will be here in the court on Monday.
You'll be here sucking my d***.
You will listen to me now.
Go f*** yourself.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how this is going to work. You either listen or not. I don't care.
I'm through. Can I leave the courtroom?
No.
No, you've got to stay here.
No, I'm not talking to the bastard.
We are going to have the trial Monday week.
No, the f*** we are. I ain't going to trial with this lawyer present.
Listen, if you do not...
Suck my d***, you stinking ass cracker.
If you act like this, I will send you out of the courtroom.
Old bitch ass cracker.
And leave you out of the courtroom during the trial.
Horse ass cracker.
Do you understand
horse
that?
Horse ass sucking ass.
Do you understand
big
that?
Butt
do you understand
man
that?
Man ass cracker.
Do you understand that?
Getting mad, ain't you?
Stupid.
Or red face.
Listen.
Now you're calling me stupid.
Listen. Yes, I am.
This is kangaroo court.
You know what? You have a constitutional right to be a dumbass.
Why don't you jump up on the stand?
You
and,
have a constitutional
and jump around
right
like
to be a
ass. Kangaroo, you dumb bastard.
Well, if you,
suck my d***. I ain't
you,
listening
you,
to nothing you say.
Come in here Monday
and
weekend.
How about this? I'll kill your whole family. And when I get in this trial, I'll murder your whole family. I'll cut your children up into pieces. I'll knock their brains out with a f***ing hammer and feed them to you.
Are you taking this down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to refer you to the district attorney's office.
I don't give a f*** who you're referring to.
I'm just telling you.
I thought you were referring to my mother man.
Aggravated. Aggravated assault. Terroristic threats. And we'll just add to it.
I don't give a f***. I will murder you, your whole family, your kids. I am not supposed to be in jail. I was framed. That motherfucker asked me to eat his ass for a bag of coffee.
Well,
and now you're telling me that I got to go to trial with this man over here.
You're obviously...
He's probably a pedophile.
You're obviously fixated on butts and...
Huh? I'm fixated on your mouth.
No, you're fixated on butts and...
You got a nasty mouth, sir.
Oh, I have an awful mouth.
You have a big old fat mouth.
I do.
You gotta have a big old mouth to get this... In it.
I sure do.
All right.
Yep, I'm proud of it.
I'll make sure the next time I come to court, I'll pull it out and jack on you.
Okay, why don't you do that right now?
I jack on white boys.
Well, why don't you do that right now?
Just like I jack on females.
Do it right now.
I can't do it now.
Do it now.
I ain't got.
I don't care.
Take off the cuffs.
How many hands do you have to do
take
it?
Take off the cuffs.
Come on. No. Jack off.
This is kangaroo court.
Come on, jack off.
This is kangaroo court.
Jack off right now.
Are y'all getting this?
Yeah, they're getting it.
I'm gonna make sure this guy done called me stupid. This motherfucker done told me he was gonna suck my dick.
I did not say that.
He wanted me to f*** him in the butt.
I did not say that either.
You're a real nasty ass judge.
I am indeed, and you're going to find out how nasty I really am.
You'll find out how nasty I am when I murder your whole family, bitch.
Okay, that's fine. You know, you'll be in jail so long you won't have a chance.
The babies will be going, Daddy, help me. I'm just going to knock their brains out with the hammer.
Okay, well, you know, if I had any kids, you'd probably be able to do that. But since I don't have any, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I'll get your nieces, your nephews, your sisters.
It doesn't really matter. I don't have any of those either.
Grandkids.
I don't have any of those either.
Aunties, aunts.
How can I have grandkids if I don't have any kids?
Brothers, sisters.
Stupid. You know, you're just completely have no idea of the English language.
You're not going to suck my d***, sir. I don't want to be here.
Okay, I've enjoyed this. I hope you have. I know everybody else in the courtroom has enjoyed it, but you can go now. And if,
all right, well,
if on Monday week this happens again, you will not stay in the courtroom.
Suck my dick, sir.
Okay.
I'm subpoenaing y'all's ass in the courtroom.